From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, 26th day of May, 2010 edition. Congressman Ron Paul is going to be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. We also have Walter Burian, who's the progenitor of the amazing revelation that government has a second set of books known as the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, set up off of the Chicago Al Capone model. And this is hidden in plain view, like the chemtrailing, the CIA growing the poppies with the Marines and Army as farmers in Afghanistan. Everything is just out in the open in everyone's face. The system just flaunts all of this right in our face. And so we're going to be discussing that coming up on the syndicated radio broadcast today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I was just marveling and an article in the Washington Post yesterday were buried in the story. They just calmly report that they faked the bin Laden videos. Well, of course those were fake videos. It wasn't even the same person. Then they had linguists listen to the voice. It wasn't even the same dialect. Then they had voice prints made of real bin Laden interviews versus the new fake interviews. And they were all fake. But here they are in the news, in an article titled CIA Unit's Wacky Idea Depicts Saddam as Gay. And then buried in that story, like letting, you know, passing gas in church, they just kind of sneak it out there and hope nobody notices. Kind of like the same thing with the opium. Oh, it's coming out. Our troops are growing the opium over there and they don't like it. We'll just come out and admit we're doing it. This is the new psychological tactic more than ever. And so we're going to be going over that. Also, another bizarre story here. Fort Worth police chief promotes hormone therapy. Now, it's come out that the group abusing steroids more than any other population is police. And there's no wonder there's so much police brutality and police going crazy and having roid rages on old ladies, small children, you name it. No, police, you do not need to have hormone therapy. What you need is to be in control of yourself. I mean, I can't imagine what would happen if I took steroids, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, every week I want to tear somebody's head off, okay? I can barely control myself with the testosterone I have. I cannot imagine taking more testosterone. I cannot imagine what that would be like. And I see these police all over the place roided out of their minds. You can tell they've got the camel hump on their back. They've got that watery fat muscle. You can tell when somebody's on steroids. I mean, if you've ever played football or been in and around sports, and you can see when somebody's on roids, and you've been to the gym, you can tell who's on roids. And it's just a large portion of police are on steroids. And that's not even one of our top stories. I don't even know why I'm even getting into that. North Korea severs all ties with the South and says they're preparing for war. The South says that if one ship crosses into their waters, they're going to attack. The North has got all this artillery lined up to blast Seoul, the capital of South Korea. They're openly talking about World War III. Israel's talking about going into Iran. We've got a scientific dictatorship chemtrailing the atmosphere, poisoning our water supply, and it's almost a diversion. It's almost a distraction to talk about Obama being born in Kenya and being an Indonesian citizen. It's all true, of course. It's almost a diversion to talk about socialist and communist and fascist. And It's far worse than that. It is a scientific dictatorship that we're in. And it just burns into my brain every day just how far down the rat hole we are as a society. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm trying to be honest about it. I mean, I love the good things about our society. I love all the beautiful things, all the innocent things, all the nice things. And quite frankly, I don't even like having to focus in on all this New World Order news, but it's got to be done because clearly in history, once corruption goes to seed, once it reaches a critical point, it just runs completely wild on everyone. And so we're going to discuss all these issues today. I mean, just some of the other news I've got here. Obama's healthcare rationing czar, and it's all these quotes out of a biotechnology healthcare review where they're talking about how they're going to ration care. I mean, all of the Obama people and all of the Clinton people said they wanted socialist health care and that they were then going to ration care. I mean, this is what they do in every other country. And they sit there and deny and lie during the passage, and now that it's passed, they just admit it. I mean, it's a bunch of control freaks running our lives, controlling every facet of our society. So we'll be breaking that report down as well today. On the economic front, I don't have to tell you that things are worse than bad. They're out of control. All over Europe, they're announcing that they are taking large portions of the public's pension funds, raising taxes, same thing beginning here in the U.S. Moody's is reiterating that U.S. spending risk credit rating, that we may become basically like a third world nation, so that when our government borrows money from the private central banks that they make up out of nothing, they just write a blank check saying they own the world, that when this happens, that when they lower our credit rating, we'll have to pay higher interest to the bankers for made up currency and credit. So I've got that here in my stack. Moody's reiterates U.S. spending risk credit rating, that it risks losing the credit rating, lowering it. Romanians protest wage and pension cuts. Same thing going on in Greece, in Germany, everywhere. 25 questions to ask anyone who is delusional enough to believe that the economy is really in a recovery and that it's real. I'm going to go over that. Good points made. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to spend more time on this coming up when Ron Paul joins us. Private pay shrinks to historic lows as government payout rises. So you're being paid record low wages on average, and you're paying record high taxes, but government jobs are increasing at all-time records, and they're all getting raises, like a cancer, jumping from the lungs to the liver, to the pancreas, to the kidneys, to the brain. It's a wonderland. Cancer is just spreading. It's nothing can stand in its way. It's having such a wonderful time. And there's a method to the madness. They say they want to destroy our society and rebuild it. Order out of chaos. So private pay shrinks to historic lows as government payouts rise. That's USA Today. And they're just announcing their great success. It's a great victory in the enslavement of the people, kind of like the dumber the kids get in school, the more dumbed down, the lower the test scores, the more federal funding. A job well done. Just like George Carlin said, I'll tell you why education's never going to get any better. It's only going to get worse because the people that own this country, there's a big club and you ain't in it. They want you dumb. They want you obedient little servants. And they think you're so dumb, they have CSI shows where anybody that questions fluoride in the water or chemtrails they're spraying on us, and they admit they're spraying now, is a terrorist that wants to murder people. And, you know, I realize my cracking up on air, my flipping out, my freaking out is normal and wholesome and good. I am normal. We should be upset about what's going on. The fact that people can just sit there calmly while our societal house is burning down is disgusting. We need to get angry. We need to get aggressive. We need to get outspoken. We need to let the fur fly, folks. We need to wake up these brain-dead zombies that have no idea what's going on to them. We need to reach out to these people and get real. That's why it's so exhausting now these days to do 4 hours of radio, because it's so real to me. There is no enjoyment in ego. There is no enjoyment being the big radio host and having all this success. There is no enjoyment in anything anymore except standing up against the globalist, and that's not enjoyable. It's just raw instinct. And it disgusts me that I'm not up to the job. But compared to the rest of the public, it makes me sick that I'm the best there is. It's disgusting. And I want to do more to fight these people. I mean, look at this treason. I've been talking about this since last week. Top official says feds may not process illegals referred from Arizona. Folks, for years they won't come pick up illegals that have committed crimes from city and county jails and state prisons. I remember 4 years ago it was in the Houston Chronicle that 250,000 plus people in the past 3 years before that had been released out of Texas prisons who were illegal aliens who'd committed violent crimes, and they were just released because the feds wouldn't come deport them, because the feds love criminals running around engaging in crime so the public will all crap their drawers and beg the SWAT teams to come rule over them. Excuse me. You got a murdering sicko group of filthy trash running the government that loves screwing everything up and love destroying society. Face up to that. Face up to the raw, sick control freaks that are running our society and realize they're your eternal enemy or you have no hope.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
You know, 5 years ago, if I saw a news article where the media openly admitted that the government was growing the opium in Afghanistan, I'd get happy because I could then expose what I already knew. Now it doesn't even make me happy to expose them. It enrages me with disgust. You know the type of anger where you're not even angry with the people? You're just completely opposed to everything they are at a tidal, elemental, tectonic level of your psyche. I mean, it disgusts me beyond belief that Jeff Stein's spy talk in the Washington Post, they just calmly announce, yeah, we faked bin Laden videos. They just bury it in the article. I mean, that sends me into convulsions of anger because now they're practicing the evil out in the open. Just like they practice torture. Right when they thought they had you all afraid after they staged 9/11, the globalists, they came out and said, yeah, we're torturing people's kids in front of their parents. Isn't that good to try to bring you over to the dark side? They know exactly what they're doing. And I am just, I don't like having it flaunted, okay? I've had enough. And I'm sick of them up there like a bunch of snakes knowing they're lying, implying that Senator Inhofe is a white supremacist with no evidence because he doesn't believe in man-made global warming. Or saying that Rand Paul is a racist because he said people ought to be able to have private clubs when he was asked. Just how they sell their religion of multiculturalism when it's all a eugenics-based garbage. I mean, look at this. Former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. Military psyops took over operation after intelligence project failed to take off. Two former CIA officials have admitted to creating a fake video in which intelligence officials dressed up as Osama bin Laden and his cronies in an effort to defame the terrorist leader throughout the Middle East. The details are outlined in the Washington Post article by investigative reporter, former Army intelligence case officer. Yeah, just like Woodward, Bob Woodward was naval intelligence, and Alexander Haig fed him all the stuff about Nixon, because Nixon made the globalists mad. I'm not saying Nixon was good, but that was all staged. The entire Washington Post is Bilderberg, New World Order run. The details are outlined in Washington Post article by investigative reporter and former Army intelligence case officer Jeff Stein. Stein's sources told him that during planning for the 2003 invasion of Iraq, the CIA's Iraq Operations Group considered creating a fake video of Saddam Hussein engaging in sexual acts with a teenage boy, then flooding Iraq with copies of the tape. The idea, along with faking Iraq news bulletins, never came to fruition. That's not true. They admit Iraq news bulletins are fake now. According to CIA former officials, because arrangement An agreement on the project cannot be reached between the Iraq group and CIA's official technical service. However, the two sources reveal the agency did previously concoct at least one fake bin Laden video. And they add this incredible plumplet, this incredible little plumplet right in the middle of the story. Now, if you ever read this to a bug-eyed, know-it-all yuppie, they're just going to tell you the Washington Post doesn't exist. See, this is all part of the sickening flaunting. I've seen scores of articles the last week, even by neocon publications, saying there's no North American Union. There's no SPP. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. It's all made up. When I've got all the government documents and have watched them build the stinking thing. Oh, yeah, they changed the name. What did AP report last year? Rick Perry has canceled the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor, but he's just renamed it. It says the agency actually did make a video purporting to show Osama bin Laden and his cronies sitting around a campfire swinging bottles of liquor and savoring their conquest with boys. One of the former CIA officials recalled chuckling at the memory. The actors were drawn from some of our darker-skinned employees, he said, like the fat bin Laden video that was proven to be fake. I just have to sit here and watch them desecrate goodness and desecrate our country as if they're patriots. And they think you're so stupid and so broke back and so pathetic that they get up on the news and say, yeah, we grow the opium now because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get it. All right, I got a guest coming up here, but I just want to also throw in there, if you want to see us expand our operations and you want to get tools that have been proven to wake people up, then get my documentary films, Rise of FEMA now out, get Visible Empire, get Don't Tread on Me, great film about states' rights, a lot of really important information that's all available. We're going to break, and then Congressman Ron Paul's coming up after this quick break. But all the films, the books, the materials, it's all available at InfoWars.com in the online video bookstore. You can see all of my films and the other films we've been authorized to post, like Don't Tread on Me, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to simulcast the rest of the radio show coming up after this break at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Three.
Well, so much is going on. We've only got him for about 20 minutes or so. Congressman Ron Paul, I don't know how he does it. Legislation, lobbying on the floor, doing 10, 15 media events a day, writing books, running Campaign for Liberty, supporting Rand Paul with the incredible realignment we're seeing politically. But he does it, and God bless him. He's Congressman Ron Paul. I want to talk about Iran, North Korea, the economy, the border situation. I want to talk about so many issues with Ron Paul, but a congressman from Texas joining us today. Congressman, first off, the political realignment. Every incumbent, whether it's Specter, a Democrat, or whether it's a Republican for the first time in 20 years winning in Hawaii for the Congress, to your son Rand Paul with a 30-point defeat of the establishment Republican. Have you ever seen a realignment like this? Because generally, it's one political party or the other that is seeing massive losses. But what I'm seeing is, across the board, incumbents and establishment candidates are being annihilated.
No, I think that's absolutely right. This is different. I think there's been periods of time when people get very frustrated, like you indicate. They might shift back and forth from one party to the other. But right now, they're unhappy with both parties. But the real tragedy is that we don't have a good, and I say this word cautiously, a democratic process, the democratic election, the ability of parties to compete. There's a monopoly control by the Republicans and the Democrats, and since philosophically they're not too far apart, they sort of gang up on anybody who wants to offer an alternative. So if we had had a very strong third party, so here all the people talk about the Tea Party as if it's a party, but it really isn't a party. It's an alternative. And that's why the mixture comes up, because sometimes Democrats are in trouble, sometimes Republicans are in trouble, but there's no one party to fulfill the role that is necessary. And I don't think that's going to happen soon, because the laws make it very difficult to get on ballots, and the media doesn't allow people to get into the debates and this sort of thing. So they're very, very handicapped. I just think that we're going to see this messy situation. But I think it's just great that people are unhappy. They're very active. They want changes, and they're picking and choosing, and they're sending a loud message. And both parties are getting a little bit upset. I mean, Republicans, in one sense, they say, these Tea Party people, they're a little bit nuts. We can't deal with them. But then when they find out the Tea Party is a political force, they say, I guess we better deal with them. So they're in a dilemma, too. I think it'll work out as long as the people who are unhappy stick to their guns and say, and trying to agree on some basic principles. We either have too much government or too little government. We either spend too much money or too little bit of spend the money. We either have a lousy foreign policy or we don't have it. So I think those are the kind of things that we have to stick to our guns and be as consistent as possible, and to see what we can do to contribute to a positive change in this country.
There's no doubt, Congressman, I want to get your breakdown on this, that the establishment is scared, though, and they're going to pull out all the stops to try to demonize any type of true grassroots constitutionalist candidate. I mean, we're seeing them say, if you're against the health care bill, you must be a racist. But I think they've overplayed their hand by running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah, and that's been around, but it's around right now a whole lot because the Tea Party movement is so much bigger. But I can remember in 1996, and I don't know exactly what you were doing in 96, but when I was trying to get back into Congress, both Republicans and Democrats said, well, this guy's crazy. You know, he doesn't, he's even critical of the federal war on drugs. Anybody that's critical on the foreign, on the war on drugs must mean he wants to give drugs to kids. You know, that sort of thing. So they tried real hard to demonize me then. But I came back with honest answers, said that no, the war on drugs doesn't work. I don't want to use drugs. I don't want to use drugs on my kids. I take care of women delivering babies. Emphasize the evil and the harm of drugs. You know, we won that argument. So they will always try to demonize individuals, but more so today than ever before, because, like you say, they were trying to turn it around. And just because we oppose something that Obama proposes, oh, you must be a racist. You know, it's the demagogues. It's the demagogues that really bugged me.
But, well, in 96, I was interviewing you when you were getting back into office, and I do remember that. And they, a few years ago, had your head floating around out in space, always trying to make you look like the outsider. But as many newspapers have reported, your views, the Constitution, my views, are now the majority view, and the establishment is desperate and is very, very afraid. What else do you see them from your years of research and experiencing this in Congress? What else do you think the big central banks and others are going to do to try to keep control of the people?
Well, I think whatever they think is necessary, and I had some information passed on to me, sort of inside information of somebody who knew somebody that was well-tuned to the people at the Federal Reserve, and they say they are really, really concerned about our movement to expose the Fed for what they're doing. Not so much that they think tomorrow we're going to have a victory and have a thorough audit and the Fed is going to end, but what they're upset or worried about is the fact that more and more people are aware of the Federal Reserve now like never before, and exposure is the most important thing. Then the changes will come and the reforms will come. So they know exactly what we've been talking about. I think that's where we've had such a tremendous success in the freedom movement in the last decade or so, is that people have become aware of the power of the Federal Reserve. And well, I'm so delighted when I go to the universities, and the next generation will know about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was something you never even learned about in college. I mean, they just fluffed over this. It wasn't important. They took care of us. They knew how to run the economy. That has ended, and I think even those who defend the Fed are very frightened about it.
Did you have a chance to see Zbigniew Brzezinski's speech to the CFR last week? Because he said, for the first time in world history, the planet is awake to us and our move for global government. And he basically said, we are in trouble.
I didn't see that, but I hope he has some real reasons to be worried about that. But was it Biden that said something the other day that Brussels should be the capital for the free world or something like that?
Yeah, they're really coming out in the open with their world government because we've exposed it. And I want to run rapid fire now through a bunch of different issues while we have you. We're very honored to have Congressman Ron Paul with us today live on the 26th day of May 2010. You mentioned the war on drugs. I saw an interview with you back in the late 1980s. And you were talking about the CIA who'd been caught shipping in heroin then. And a few months ago, you gave a speech and said there's been a CIA coup in America. Since then, it's been in the New York Times, the Washington Post, AFP, French news agency, and even Geraldo Rivera on Fox. They go, yes, our troops are helping grow the opium for the farmers, because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will get it and sell it. What an amazing move to go from denying that they're producing it and shipping a lot of it in to saying, oh, yes, we have to, or Al-Qaeda would get it. Well, if you just decriminalized it, that would take the money out. And then Al-Qaeda, as they call it, wouldn't. I mean, that was the excuse on the crack cocaine. Well, we've got to ship the cocaine in, or the communist, you know, will get the money. Can you speak to that, sir?
Well, I don't have the absolute proof of it, but my suspicion is, and just because of the stories you hear, I think they really want drugs to be illegal, because I think that's the way they raise money for their governments that's off the books. You know, they own banks. They can get involved in enterprise, and they have to get their cash, and it never comes through Well, not all of it. Some of it will come through appropriations and legally, even though we don't know where it goes and who controls it. But they even need even more money because they're doing so much. There's so much activity going on. So in many ways, they are very, very powerful, and it is in their interest to keep the drug war going. So it's a bit of an irony that some very, very sincere church-believing people who want to take care of the kids believe that, you know, we have to keep this war going. At the same time, they're allies, inadvertently allies with the drug dealers who want the drugs to be kept illegal. And then you point out, well, that the government and the CIA is involved as well.
Well, Congressman, I know you're super busy and none of us can be on top of everything, but would you like us to send you a packet of mainstream news where they just calmly admit that, okay, our troops, I mean, they had Geraldo Rivera with a Marine Corps commander with the troops explaining why they helped the farmers grow the opium. I mean, they're now basically bringing this out and hiding it in plain view.
Well, I've seen some of that, but I can always look at more material when it's available.
Well, here's one more issue on that subject. Did you see the Washington Post 2 days ago? CIA unit's wacky idea depicts Saddam as gay. And then in the article, it quotes them as admitting that the CIA put out at least one fake Osama bin Laden video. That sounds like that should be a congressional investigation.
Well, there's so many things that should be congressional investigations that sometimes, though, it becomes difficult if you hear of a real problem. I think, well, I guess I ought to report this. Where should I go? The FBI and the CIA, and they'll investigate it for me? Well, who's going to investigate the investigators? And that's our job, and that's what our responsibility is, to hopefully wake up enough people to find out who to believe and who not to believe.
Congressman, getting into what's happening on the economic front, we read your quotes a few weeks ago about Bernie Sanders, paraphrasing, you know, basically he sold out or he flip-flopped, and then Grayson running around saying we beat the Fed. What, I mean, you're the real expert in Congress recognized on this with the Fed. What really happened?
Well, we got 1207 passed into the House reform bill, and that bill passed on the House floor. The big vote was in the committee. So that's in there, even though it's in a very bad bill. When it got to the Senate, Bernie Sanders is the one that introduced 1207 and 604, I believe, in the Senate. And at the last minute, he changed his mind and took what the establishment agreed to, another severely watered-down version of it. It wasn't really an audit. It was just a glimpse of what's been going on for the past 2 years, which it had already agreed to. But it passed, like, I think 96-0, and the administration agreed to it. Obama said he'd sign it, and Democratic and Republican leadership agreed to that. And then the 1207 version was brought up by Vitter, and when that got to the Senate floor, we only got 37 votes. So I think people should pay attention to those who did not vote for the real audit language in the Senate. And this, to me, is a bailout for, you know, the system and for the Federal Reserve. But now they have finally passed that version in the Senate, and it's going to conference. So I'm trying to keep an eye on that very closely and see if we can influence the conference. And I just don't know whether we get that modified or what will happen. But I think right now the cards are stacked against us. But we're going to keep fighting, because the more attention we get and the more the people know, I think we can be proud of how far we've gotten already and how much people know about it.
Well, that's right, Congressman. 25 years ago, you didn't get one co-sponsor when you were first in Congress. Now you passed it in the House. It went to the Senate. I saw a headline where you were saying that those that voted against your audit, the Fed bill, will be held accountable, though, by the voters.
Oh, yeah, they should be. And every time, I mean, you think of the Republicans will retaliate against Republicans. And, I mean, we saw that in Utah. So these votes are very important. And, you know, the bailout vote was crucial in a lot of this stimulus for the Tea Party movement. So this is just another vote that we can use and help alert the people.
We've only got about 6 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul. His time is so precious. We're going to give you some websites before he leaves so you can get involved in the Campaign for Liberty or Rand Paul's campaign, which is so important. But looking at the border situation, the Deputy Homeland Security Director said last Friday that they may not process illegals referred to them from Arizona. I've already seen previous reports of where sheriffs and others release illegals for serious crimes out of jail, and the feds won't pick them up. I mean, is this not serious dereliction of duty and or treason by Homeland Security?
You know, so much can be solved with our use of our Constitution and the principle of private property. If you have somebody walking your house and they're trespassing, and they might not have even committed a crime, they might not have, you know, shot anybody or stolen anything yet, they trespass, just trespass, and they're walking your house and they have no right to be there. We call the police, and the police call them, and they prosecute them. But they don't apply that to people who are walking across this land and walking across these ranches. Matter of fact, even if you do anything to stop trespassers, you can get into trouble. You're taking the law into your own hands. The states aren't allowed to do what they should do. And when the states finally get totally frustrated, you know, they have to pass a law that then is argued about. I have some reservations about that law, but not about the intent and what they're trying to do and the dereliction of duty of the federal government. I would like to see more approach to this, that when, if you can't get them at the border and stop the influx, then as soon as they apply, you know, for benefits, then that's when we should deal with
it. I agree. Deny them the welfare benefits, and that will stop. But the government, again, wants this dependent group. Were you in the chamber when Calderon lectured and said repass the assault weapons ban, effectively taking semi-automatics from American people?
Nope, I wasn't there, and that's a personal thing with me. There's a limit to what I can actually tolerate some days. So I did listen to it on TV and all, but I didn't feel like I should be present there.
I mean, did that disgust you?
Yeah. I mean, it disgusted me, but I knew what he was going to say, and why do we give? I mean, about a couple years ago, they had Karzai down there. I mean, Karzai is you know, just our henchman that we have a hard gun. And they have him here down there as a head of a state and talking to a joint session of Congress. I mean, that's more than I need.
Well, his brother is admittedly, even in the New York Times, the top opium king.
and one of these days, you know, we'll depose him. Something will happen. He'll be gone. And, you know, the big thing over there right now is this battle is about to start in Afghanistan. And there's no guarantees that even with all our military might that we're going to have a military victory there. We will not have a political victory. It'll be a political defeat, because it'll just further stimulate hatred and all the other problems that you get by occupation of foreign countries. But militarily, whether this battle can be won is the real question.
Well, Congressman, that's part of my last two questions, then we'll let you go. Specifically, with the entire geopolitical situation, North Korea on a war footing, the Pentagon saying they're ready for war. Meanwhile, our own government helped give the reactors to North Korea, as you know. You've got the Israel saying they may strike Iran, Obama saying he would support them if they did. You've got the Predator drones, 1,000 of them now, going in to Pakistan, which many experts say is an act of war. You've said the Iran sanctions are an act of war. I mean, it looks like the buildup to World War I or World War II. Can you speak to the overall atmosphere, and does the system have a desire to have a world crisis? And then finally, what do you see with the EU meltdown?
Well, you know, it sort of blows my mind when I think about our financial crisis and the not only the meltdown of the European nations, but ours as well. And that they hardly blink an eye that they can talk about spreading this war in the Middle East into Iran, that continue the civilian CIA bombing of these various countries. But this thing in Korea, it's way out of proportion to what we should be doing. I resent the fact that a generation or two ago, we have signed these treaties, have been involved, and have troops in Korea all that time, and we're just sitting there. If there's ever a problem, we get dragged into it. But this week, we had a resolution on the House floor. There were three of us that voted against it. And the resolution was essentially an authorization to go war, do whatever is necessary. And the circumstances that we live today, you never come to the Congress and make a declaration of war. We have these so-called promises. But how can one generation promise the next generation that we will deliver all the money and all the soldiers that will be necessary? We should just bring ourselves out of those situations. But this thing was just overwhelmingly passed. But it was billed as, you know, expressing our concerns and our condolences for the people who died there. And then at the bottom, it gives the authority to say, and we do authorize, you know, whatever force and whatever is necessary to take care of this problem.
Well, it's the same thing with the finances in Europe. Same thing that happened here. Taking the pension funds, raising the taxes, VAT taxes. Europe is now sinking into the central bank design trap. In closing, you've been talking about a total global meltdown for a long time, based on derivatives, Dr. Paul. And now it looks like we're approaching the vortex.
Yeah, we're getting awfully close, and people try to get me to say when I think it's going to happen, and I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I know it is unsustainable because the dollar is still being trusted, and that is a subjective event. People subjectively still say, well, we can trust the dollar. It is the world currency. But eventually they'll lose trust in the dollar, and I think if you look at the devaluation of the dollar against gold, you realize it's something big is going on right now, because up until a month or two ago, the gold and the dollar always was related to the stock market and other currencies and commodities. But right now, more people are seeing the devaluation of the dollar against gold, which is the ultimate measurement. And that means that the time is getting much closer to the rejection of the system. I mean, the Europeans are broke. We're bailing them out with dollars. How about the cities? They're broke. Are we going to let cities and states fail after bailing out Wall Street and bailing out Greece? There's no way. They're always going to come to the rescue, print the money, and they're going to inflate until the point when the people are holding the dollars overseas, say, we're spending them. The Chinese are pretty smart people. They're spending those dollars. They're around buying natural resources around the world with dollars they earn from us. At the same time, we think we have to protect our natural resources by invading countries and occupying and protecting our oil. We have lost our way.
And clearly, we have a revolution of liberty and freedom, a restoration of the republic, led by yourself and Rand Paul. Give us the websites for people to get involved with your campaign, with Campaign for Liberty, with Rand, with everybody in putting out the alternative to the New World Order.
Well, all my websites can be found by ronpaul.org, and I think Rand's is randpaul.com. So, ronpaul.org will get you to about six of my websites.
Congressman, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to speaking to you in the future. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Congressman Ron Paul, and I skipped that network break in the limited time that we had with him. I just want to commend the great job my crew has been doing, and I also want to thank all the listeners and the AM and FM affiliates out there. In fact, you guys gave me a list yesterday in just the last week of six new affiliates. And of course, I as soon as I meant to go to that to plug it, I don't have it here. Maybe you can reprint that. But you know, we're reaching more people every day. I mean, this radio show, it's scary how many people we're reaching. And I don't know how to explain it. I have a constant, enraging frustration that I am not doing a good enough job breaking all this down. And then I look at other people, and I'm fighting as hard as I can. I see other people out there, and they could care less about what's happening in the world. They think it's funny that some of us care what's happening and are involved in warning people. We're on the verge of World War III right now. I was watching Senate debate yesterday, and senator after senator was saying we're on the verge of a total world collapse. And I still watch the idiot yuppies out there. They're just giggling and laughing and running around like a bunch of fools. I am genuinely freaked out, folks. And I'm supposed to be. You know, go back 5,000 years ago and you're in some little tribe and you're out, you know, with your kids by the river and 10 wolves run up. You're supposed to get in a circle with your spears and, you know, tell the wolves to back off. And we're surrounded by wolves. I'm watching them drag whole countries down. I watch the millions they've killed in the last 10 years. My God, I watch them forcing vaccines on kids. They know we're killing them. I know they're poisoning the water. They admit they're making fake Bin Laden videos in the Washington Post. They admit they're growing the opium. And I just can't handle it anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. It's sickening if I just sit here calmly, like the average talk show host, all puffed up and cover the news and talk about how I'm a patriot and just cover the issues. I've got to be honest with you. Okay? Just how... You know, I know why I'm frustrated, because at a primitive level, my brain is saying, attack these people. I mean, that's really what it is. I've really been analyzing myself. At a primitive level, my brain is saying, you should be physically going up against the government. But I'm not calling for that. I know that's instinct. I understand they want that. This is a 21st century war. It's an info war. But I more and more I understand what my problem is, especially lately, because everything's coming down. Everything's been proven correct. You think I get happy when I'm proven right? You think I like this? You think this is fun? Now, I see these other patriot groups were enjoying themselves. It's like some kind of social thing, and they compete with each other and all this crud. We're not competing with each other, folks. We're fighting for our lives against the New World Order. I mean, just everything is verified. I mean, I knew they were shipping drugs in, but to have them admit it. I knew they were putting out fake Bin Laden videos, but to have them admit it. I knew they're putting poison in the water, but to read textbooks about how they're doing it to us, and now they admit they're chemtrailing us, and the public still can't even admit it, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It just doesn't have to happen if we just wake up, if men were men.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be just honest with people. I'm going to open the phones up and get your take on the North Korea situation, the Arizona situation, the global financial meltdown. I can't believe. I just can't believe the general public isn't up in arms. I don't understand it. I don't know why other people aren't like me, why they don't want to be informed, why they don't want to be involved, why they don't care about their kids, why they don't care about anything. See, the sick thing about it is that I've gotten more wise, and I've studied a lot of history and philosophy, And I understand now that it seemed like 10 minutes ago that I was 5 years old. And 10 minutes from now, in the scheme of time, I'm going to be 80 years old if I'm blessed to live that long, and I'm going to be dead. And more, I could care less about myself. I care about my fellow man, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whatever it is. And I'm tired of people being manipulated and lied to and poisoned and dumbed down. I have kinship with humanity. I realize that that is the immortality. The sure immortality is through the species. And I really love my children. I really want them to be free. Back when I was a teenager, I always heard politicians say it's for the children, think about future generations. And I knew they were manipulating people because adults, you know, cared about children. But now that I am a parent, I really understand why they pull that string. It's a counterfeit of we should do everything for our children and their children. If you could meet your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren on some future space station or Mars or, you know, here on the planet, wouldn't you love them, that little toddler, that little two-year-old, your great-great-great-great-granddaughter or son, as much as you love your own children? And we're not going to have that future. They're going to set up their world government and kill most of us. And the worst people of our species are running things. And they think they're the best because they're so ruthless. And I am just frustrated that I'm just frustrated that they're always there laughing at us and leering and admitting all their evil. And still the cowardly public sits there buying into it, going along with it. It's just so real. It's so admitted, all of it. And I'm tired of bad people winning. I'm tired of corrupt people getting away with their evil. I'm tired of how unconscious the public is. I'm tired of how weak I am. I mean, you know, I knew they were chemtrailing us 15 years ago. And then in the last three, they just admit they're doing it now and it's no big deal. They admit they know it's poison they're putting in the water. They know the vaccines are full of cancer viruses by design. And they come out and say, oh, this children's vaccine is good. So what if it has viruses in it? And they're playing everyone off against each other. Look, I got a bunch of news coming up, and we're going to get into how the financial scam, one of the main pillars of the New World Order system, that if we expose this, we can bring them down. And I was talking about this, you know, 12 years ago. Most people were laughing at me, but now it's become a mainstream news issue. And that's very exciting. Walter Burian coming up. But I do want to open the phones up in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today on any of these issues, any of these items you want to discuss. And I've got $1,000 fines for not paying on the toll roads in Texas. Of course, I don't even tell you you're on a toll road. It's license plate reading. We'll cover that as well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
North Korea is run by a 5'1" power-tripping demon who the U.S. government and the Swiss government via Donald Rumsfeld gave nuclear weapons material to on record. They have a joint factory on their border as part of an aid system to the north, where they have to give them the fuel oil and the grain and everything else, and the north sits there always threatening them if they don't give them more. That's what our government is. It's a big corrupt, murdering parasite that says, give me all your tax money. I got troops in black uniforms. We'll come SWAT team you. The IRS admits they use fear to control you. It all goes to offshore banks. Same thing with North Korea. They just sit there with nuclear weapons saying, we'll start World War III with you if you don't give us all this free money. And our government goes, you're just like us. Here's some nuclear weapons. We love you. We need to have a threat out there. And right on time, as the global financial collapse unfolds, North Korea raises its head. It rears its ugly head and torpedoes a ship and is running around threatening everyone. North Korea expels South Korean officials from joint factory park. It's owned by the North and the South, and they're just kicking them out. And they're now cruising their ships around on the edge of South Korean water, saying they're going to go ahead and attack them. And they're trying to play chicken to get even more money and power. And, you know, this guy is reportedly dying of cancer. And these lunatics, you know, like Hitler in his bunkers, said, go ahead and take Berlin down with me. You know, flood the tube stations, underground train systems. And they said, that'll kill our own people. And he said, so what? They deserve it. So, you know, who knows what this lunatic's going to do? Who knows? I mean, this is always government and some lunatic with a military that works for them, which is the direction we're going, where the government is God, where the state is God. North Korea expels South Korean official from joint factory park, further fueling tensions between the Koreas. North Korea kicked South Korea government officials out of their joint factory park in the north on Wednesday and threatened to shut it down if Seoul resumes its anti-North Korean broadcast along the border. The North, accused of sinking the South Korean warship in the Yellow Sea in March, also renewed its threat to shoot South Korean loudspeakers if South sets them up on its side. And it just goes on and on. Here it is. North Korea threatens to close border with South as relations worsen. As Hillary Clinton arrives in Seoul to discuss the crisis, the North expels eight South Korean officials. And it just goes on and on. They're, like, displaying parts of the torpedo and the rest of it now. And Israel's saying they want to go into Iran. Iran went to Turkey and to France and signed deals for them to enrich all the uranium for their peaceful nuclear reactors. And Hillary put out a press release yesterday, last night, saying, this isn't good enough, we're still going to attack you, basically. I've got that here on the stack. I'm sure you've seen it on the news. And what's so incredible is that you notice in the sanctions they're trying to pass in the Congress, it says no refined gasoline can be shipped into Iran. Iran has lots of oil, but they only have about half the refining capacity that they need for their country. So our government's saying, we don't want you to have gasoline, and you can't have peaceful nuclear reactors to power your country and your growing population of 67 million people. You cannot make a nuclear weapon with the material they want France and Turkey to produce. But North Korea could make A-bombs with what ABB and Donald Rumsfeld gave them, and they knowingly gave it to them. In 96, and with a second group of reactor systems in 2000. And we've got articles up on prisonplanet.com. What's the headline? Watson put a good article out yesterday. Nuclear war in Korea brought to you by the U.S. Should be brought to you by the globalists, but whatever. Yeah, the U.S. did do it. And you heard Ron Paul mention last hour. You heard the congressman mentioned last hour here on the air that, oh, the CIA is carrying out civilian bombings in Iran. In 2006, Bush put out a press release from the White House reporting what Cy Hirsch had already reported 3 years before, that U.S. Special Forces and four groups of Muslim terror groups, three of them out of Wahhabi Saudi Arabia, Sunni, I'm not bashing Sunnis here. I'm just talking about the groups they're using, attacking Shiite Iran. And then now it's back in the news the last 2 days that that generals, U.S. generals, are on the news saying, yes, we're launching attacks in Iran. Our criminal government is blowing up civilian targets inside Iran. And I know there's good old boys driving around their pickup trucks right now going, good, I don't like them Arabs. Number one, they're not Arabs. Number two, that's an act of war. I mean, the Iranians have laid down when our government blows up their jetliners to get them hopping mad and stages overthrows of their government over and over again. I mean, it's so sick, ladies and gentlemen. The Iranians love America. They always wanted to be pro-America. Mohammad Mosaddegh was pro-U.S. till our government overthrew him using a bunch of radical Muslims. You just don't know history. Don't you dare sit there and say, kill them brown people before you know all about it. Don't sit there and play into this, you fool. I'm going to tell those good old boys something again. You're not really good old boys. You don't know your head from a hole in the ground. And I'm going to tell you this, too. If it's declassified that our government let the Russians have 22,000 U.S. troops that had been in German POW camps when the Russians took them over, if they will sell you out, if they'll sell out the Iraqis, if they'll sell out the Iranians, if they'll sell out our own troops, they'll sell you out, Jack. So when they're taking your farm or your ranch or with taxes that you don't owe, taking your business, just remember, buddy, you were into murder and death. You thought it was cool. You thought it was an extension of your manhood to watch shock and awe as Baghdad buildings blow up. Even if that was a just war, which it wasn't. You don't get off on buildings being blown up. You don't get off on dead women and children. It isn't tough, okay? And the truth is, you're all hat and no cattle. You know, it's this fake John Wayne type persona, and it isn't real, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? You know, it's one thing to have, even though it was staged, the Empire of Japan was corrupt and was a part of it. They got suckered into attacking. The U.S. had forces in China attacking them. They knew they were going to attack Pearl Harbor. They let them do it. And then our troops went up, you know, Iwo Jima and all that, and that was heroic. But this isn't your grandpa, your great-grandpa's war, folks. We are now the corrupt empire. But again, even if you signed on to a corrupt empire, you're not getting any of the booty. Like, say, a British, middle class person in 1800 got to be part of the empire and actually got something out of it. You're not getting jack squat out of this empire, except you're paying for it, and then everybody is hating you. Because the globalists are using the U.S. to set up their world government, and then at the same time blaming us for all the atrocities so they can get rid of us at the end. You understand? That's how this is being done. All masterfully being maneuvered and set up and integrated. I mean, here's an example. Excellent article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Rothschild's engineer fire sale of UK infrastructure to offshore corporations. And he's got all the links to the mainstream news talking about how the roads, the businesses, the infrastructure, the ports, all through this Rothschild holding company, just like they own the two big major carbon trading companies that you've got to buy your carbon credits from, just made up derivative. And they're financing Centra of Spain and Portugal, taking over our roads here in Texas, 8,000 miles of them. Elitist banking dynasty pushes for toll roads that would privatize UK road network in rich coffers of same banking elite who have wreaked global economy. Who've wrecked global economy. The Rothschild banking family is pushing for the privatization of UK's motorway network that would force Brits who have already paid a road tax to enrich the coffers of the private corporations intimately tied to the Rothschilds by means of road tolls and pay-by-mile schemes enforced with spy cameras. And then it goes on to the mainstream media reports about it. But listen, in Texas, which is the main funding mechanism, and here's the article out of the TV station that's reporting on this out of Houston, and I also heard this on local news yesterday. What happens is they have now put license plate reading up on existing roads that taxpayer money paid for, and you drive through it, don't even know it's a toll road, and then you get at your address, according to your driver's license database, they're in your database. This happened to me. You get like a $200 bill with, in my case, several hundred dollars of fines, and then I tried to pay it and got more letters saying I hadn't paid it, and now the fines were bigger, and I had to get on the phone with the collection agency. And basically, it's like $40-something in a couple of toll road trips turned into more than $400. Now, I told Charlie Hodge, a local talk show host, about this. He said the same thing happened to him. Here it is, but it gets worse. It says a $15 fee. It says a $1.25 how it begins. Then it's a $15 fee. Then it's $400. Then it's $1,000. Then it's $1,575, and they will not let you pay, and it gets better. They then go take your house. And all roads in Texas are to have this. It was called the Trans-Texas Corridor. They put up billboards everywhere. Rick Perry announced it. And then everybody got mad, so he changed the name, and they run CNN pieces attacking Ron Paul, saying Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Any Texan knows it was on the news, and the stinking billboards were up. That's how dumb they think you are. And it says right here, toll road violators could owe thousands in fines. Fines added to price of toll. No judge, no jury, no court, private groups gang raping you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home.
finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to homegain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to homegain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's homegain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Look, your calls are coming up, but there's been some huge breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the issue. The globalists have decided they can't cover stuff up, so they're just going to admit everything, overwhelm everyone, or we just give in. Yeah, we're going to give you thousands of dollars of fines for a $1.25 toll road. There's no police, no judicial process. We're just going to give you a $1,570 fine, and we're going to put it in the Houston Chronicle and on Houston TV and tell you it's good. Yes, the CIA is going to be interviewed in the Washington Post and admit they put out fake Bin Laden videos. Yes, the CIA is going to go on TV and admit that they ship in and grow the opium. It's like the Fox News reporter going, what's the big deal? Everybody's saying they blew up Building 7. I was there that day, and sure, I heard them say they were going to blow it up, but they didn't have to because it fell on its own. And Larry Silverstein saying, yeah, we gave the decision to pull it, gave the order, watch it come down. We have all these cops on video saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. They're admitting they grow the opium and ship it in. They're admitting they make fake Bin Laden videos. They're admittedly ripping everyone off, and they just don't care anymore. It's like Robert Rodriguez and the film commission saying they weren't getting any state funding, and now Aaron found the video of him with the governor saying, thank you for the $30 million for machete, governor. Him with the governor, and then the governor's running around lying and saying they didn't fund it. I just can't. They have made a conscious decision to just lie about everything, simultaneously admitting everything. This is why I'm flipping out right now. top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Veteran Middle East correspondent Alan Hart, this is a big BBC reporter, largest engineering firm, studied collapse of Twin Towers, and so there was no doubt it was controlled explosion. Well, yeah, you also have underwriting laboratories. You always see UL on buildings, on steel, on air conditioners, on fire extinguishers. Underwriting laboratories did their own study, and so they blew the thing sky high. And then they said, keep it internal, and one of their engineers went public with the report, and they fired him. They blew all three buildings up right in front of you. They blew up Building 7 with blast points going out. I mean, and I'm supposed to say, no, there's no way the government would do that. Because I choose to not believe it, I'm not going to talk about it. And Paul Watson, we're going to queue up where he did this interview, and I want to get him on muo pronto. Veteran Middle East correspondent Alan Hart, largest engineering firm, studied collapse of Twin Towers and said there was no doubt it was controlled explosion. See, the globalists have a problem just as everybody starts coming out and saying, look, I'm done playing games. I'm not going along with your mind control. Sodium fluoride gives you cancer. Here's all the government documents. We're not doing it. You're putting cancer viruses in the vaccine. Here's 1,000 mainstream reports admitting it. You're growing the drugs, shipping it in. It's just, we're done. We got the Goldman Sachs emails. They engineered the collapse. We're done. Do you get it through your stinking head? We're through. We're not putting up with it anymore. We're not putting up with Felipe Calderon, that drug lord up here shaking his finger at us and telling us to turn our guns into him. We're done. You understand? We're done. We're through. We're finished. We're angry. We're not under your guilt control anymore. It's over. Respected Middle East expert and former BBC presenter Alan Hart has broken his silence on 911 by revealing that the world's most prominent civil engineering company told him directly that the collapse of the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. Speaking on the Kevin Barrett show, I know Kevin, he's a good guy. In fact, cue it up. Let me play this later. I'm going to push Burian back. This is breaking. Hart said he thought the 911 attack probably started as a Muslim operation headed up by Osama bin Laden, but that the plot was subsequently hijacked and carried out by Mossad agents in collusion with elements of the CIA, adding that since its formation, Israel has penetrated every Arab government and terrorist organization. So he's going with the Israel did it. It's all these governments involved together. Because, I mean, how did Israel make NORAD stand down? How did Israel have CIA drills? And again, if you got five heads on a Hydra, it's all part of the Hydra. It's not defending Israel. It's not defending England. It's not defending the U.S. It's just to say it's Israel will then also make it unpalatable in the media, and it's going to be spun. It's like when I talked to the admirals involved here on air, and they all said, LBJ was involved with the USS Liberty working with Israel to sink it and blame it on Egypt. That's just what the admiral said. It doesn't give Israel any cover being involved in the attack that our government was involved as well. It shows the collusion. My guess is that at an early point, they said to the bad guys in the CIA, hey, this operation running what we do, and it goes on from there. So we'll get him on to talk about this ASAP. Now, that is certainly big news, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back, talk to Watson briefly, go to your phone calls. I'm just having to collate all this right now live on air as it unfolds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, this is huge breaking news. Paul Watson does such a great job ferreting out all the info. We've been to Alan Hart's website, and he's got a lot of our material up there. Seems very favorable to the work we're doing. And the real reason I want to talk to him, you can debate what intelligence agency had the lead role, but when you talk about U.S., British, Israeli, it's all merged at the hip. So I'm not even getting into that area, you know, his speculation on that. And you know, clearly, some elements of Israeli intelligence had roles. It's admitted ABC News, LA Times, that Israeli intelligence was shadowing and living next door to the hijackers. In some cases, were their landlords. I mean, that's a whole other subject. I want to get him on record about the construction firm telling him that it was a controlled demolition. That is the big one. And Watson's done a great job. I think you should probably add the latest information with the Fox News pundit admitting that that day he was told they were going to blow up Building 7. And also all that other information. But Kevin Barrett is a great guy, so we'll get him on as well about this very, very soon. I'm going to play a clip of this coming up in a moment. And then David, Roy, Joe, Eric, and others ahead of Walter Burian joining us. But what an amazing story. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. And Watson, you might also add, it's a great article, but the firemen saying there was molten metal, there were bombs going off, the police saying get back, they're going to blow it up. And also, what that Dutch engineer, when he's shown Building 7, saying, you know, that's controlled demolition. Just so people get an idea, this is just basically nuts and cherries on top of the sundae that just pile up and pile up. But this guy is a prestigious reporter and correspondent for BBC, you know, coming out and saying that he was told this by one of the biggest controlled demolition firms out there. This is certainly an incendiary report you've got up at PrisonPlanet.com. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Paul Watson.
Yeah, well, the thing to note about this guy is that he's not just a multi-decade Middle Eastern expert who worked for the BBC and ITN. He was actually on the inside and conducted negotiations between people like Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres. So his close friend, I mean, for example, he was close friends with the Shah of Iran, and he tried to negotiate with the UK government to have the Shah of Iran go into exile and live in his country estate.
Yeah, this guy has an incredible pedigree, super high-powered. Quite frankly, you know, he's got the markings of some type of super spy or something. Governments don't usually send journalists out with this level of, you know, clearance. But please continue. This is a big deal.
Yeah, so basically, beforehand, he said he refused to talk about 9/11. Didn't want to say anything about it. And then he came out with a quote where he basically said, while the world's collapsing, I want to look my grandchildren in the eye and say that I did something. So now he's gone on the record and said that he had the premier world civil engineering and construction firm analyze the collapse of the Twin Towers and presumably Building 7 as well. And they told him point blank that it was a controlled ground explosion, a demolition. He refused to name the exact firm, but he said that they told him that point blank, and he's got no reason to be fabricating it. He's a successful author, has been for years, and now he's broke his silence on 9/11. And also, he goes a little bit into speculation about what he thought happened. He said that the plot was probably started by Al-Qaeda, however you want to define that, and because obviously Israel, since its formation, has infiltrated and controlled Arab governments and Arab militant groups, that they immediately got wind of the plot, went to the CIA and asked them, you know, what are we going to do about this? And basically the Zionists and the neocons said, let's use it, which is exactly what they pronounced in their own Project for a New American Century document the year before. They called for a catastrophic and catalyzing event, a new Pearl Harbor, and that's exactly what they got with 9/11. So he points to the fact that there were five dancing Israelis who were originally called Middle Easterners. It later was confirmed by the Jewish newspaper Forward that they were Mossad agents. So of course, that proves that Israel knew the attack was going to happen. But Hart went further and said that he believes that the planes had been fitted with transponders and the attack was conducted by remote control, which is what we lean towards because, of course, top pilots across the board have said that you cannot fly a massive commercial airliner at 600 miles an hour at sea level, A, without the airliner, if it's a standard, you know, Boeing commercial airliner, without it breaking up because the air pressure at sea level is so intense and it's going at 600 miles an hour, the flight that went into the South Tower. And B, these so-called hijackers, alleged hijackers, struggled to even fly basic Cessna-like aircraft. So the fact that they were able to pull off flight maneuvers that would have been outside the skill of, you know, top guns, as many pilots have said, strongly indicates that it was a remote-controlled attack.
Well, for me, the big issue is, does he say, and is this, I haven't even had a chance to read your entire article because they came in and gave this to me and I was scanning over and we got you on because you're constantly working. This just went up on prisonplanet.com. It'll be up on Infowars.com within minutes. I mean, does he say what, because this is a prestigious reporter, he's got a very good record, does he say what demolition company? I mean, the biggest is Control Demolition Incorporated, or they're one of the biggest, and they were the ones who helped, you know, drag all the wreckage away, not just the World Trade Center wreckage complex, but also Oklahoma City, so clearly involved in the cover-up, I would imagine it's not them. So, does he say what company?
No, he says he's got close friends and consultants who work for the world's leading civil engineering and construction firm. He point-blank refused to name it, but he said it was...
Well, I mean, that could be General Electric, too. I mean, when you get up to just overall the biggest building projects, General Electric.
Yeah, he refused to name it, but he said it was the biggest and that his close friends worked for it. And he commissioned them to look at the videos and the evidence, and they said it was a controlled demolition.
Probably General Electric, because if he says construction, not just demolition, yeah, that would be. But there's some other big ones. But I believe, guys, Google biggest construction company in the world. I know the Bin Laden group's like number six or something, but I believe it's General Electric, though they've been divesting some of that. They build most of the big mega dams and other things like that, but they also build a lot of the weapons, the smart bombs. Well, I'll tell you, this is, I mean, we've got the former German defense minister, the former head of German intelligence, the number two currently in the Japanese government. We've got all these other world leaders coming out saying it's an inside job. You know, we know the government did Gulf of Tonkin. The government was involved in the USS Liberty. I mean, I've had all the admirals on. Geist, all of them. Most of them are dead. Moore I had on a bunch. The former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, they all said the same thing. Israel tried to sink that ship, to blame it on Egypt, to start World War III with the Russians as basically part of Operation Northwoods in 1967. And that when they launched their jets to go defend the ship, LBJ got on the radio over the phone and said that GD ship's going to the bottom. And that he'd been in control of the ship under a national security operation. Ignoramuses out there go, presidents aren't over ships. Yeah, they're over spy ships in national security. Just like they're over Delta Force. And it's on record that he was in control of that spy ship. And it was under McNamara's orders. In a specific black op, just like Jimmy Carter was over the Delta Force and the 79 failed operation into Iran. And that was a setup. I've talked to Delta Force people that were involved. They were set up to fail on that. It says Vinci is the world's leading commission and construction group. Of course, everybody says they're the biggest. I'd have to look at a separate study on that. Whatever. Who knows who the biggest construction company is? I want to get him on. And I want to get Barrett on as soon as possible. We're still going to have Walter Berrien on. I was going to have him on for 2 hours. I'm going to have him on for an hour and 40 minutes. But I want to go to your calls as promised, get into some other news. Watson, can you believe they're now putting up? They tell you on the news by the transponder, and you're covered by all the toll roads on existing roads. But now they're using license plate readers and not even telling you you're on a toll road and then giving you 1,000. Let me read the Houston TV station article. 1,000. $575 fines on an original $1.25 toll. And then now they're announcing all of your roads in England will be pay by the mile, and there'll be no judge, no jury. They're just going to send you magical bills. I mean, they're admitting Bin Laden fake videos. They're admitting the government grows the opium. They're coming out in plain view and going, okay, yeah, so what? We were going to blow up Building 7. But, I mean, they're just admitting everything.
Yeah, and with the road toll thing, they're saying that there's going to be massive public resistance, which might stop them from getting it through. But as I point out in the article, British people already pay road tax. They also pay council tax, which goes towards road maintenance. So they're already taxed twice for the roads, and now they're going to make us pay tolls as well. And the Rothschilds are the ones pushing it. So, I mean, yeah, they're going for broke, but on the same token, they're saying that, you know, we're going to go for this, but we're not sure whether we'll be able to ram it all through because public resistance is growing and there's going to be a backlash. So it just remains to
be. But if you don't like toll roads, you're racist.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing, I guess.
No, they're already attacking Rand Paul, Republican websites, going, he's a delusional fruit. He believes there's something called SPP. He believes there was a North American highway. Public U.S. government maps, statements, meetings, 83 of the major highways turned into international toll roads to fund the NAU. They separately picked Atlanta or Miami as the capital. It's all public, and they just get up on the news, Paul, and say it doesn't exist, and we're completely insane.
Yeah, and now it's come out that the Rachel Maddow interview with Rand Paul, Nimmo's just done an article on this on InfoWars. They put out a fake transcript after the interview to smear Paul as a racist.
Oh, God, there's no end.
Quotes that he never even said on the show.
And he's, See, I mean, it's overload point here, Watson. And that's what they're doing psychologically is they're trying to break our will where, okay, we make fake Bin Laden videos, we grow the drugs, we're poisoning your water, we're putting cancer shots in your vaccines, yeah, the Gardasil's killing kids, we're going to make you take it. By the way, going back to the first big story, General Electric is the biggest overall group, but they subcontract. And normally it's with Bechtel. And it says it's the number one construction company in the U.S. Vinci is the number one in France. Horchiff in Germany. CCC LTD. ACS in Spain. So it goes on. I need to know who the biggest in the world is. You watch. It's going to be. Because I've seen that over and over again. That they build almost all the big dams. And well, who knows? I shouldn't sit here and obsess over factoids anymore. But Watson, the reason I figured out I'm even more upset now than I've ever been, and I'm talking to everybody else who's in tune and intelligent and informed, you can feel the quickening, as Ron Paul said. It's all starting to come to a head. And you talk about this BBC reporter, top construction firm, WTC destroyed by controlled demolition. You know, you talk about that. That's why he's saying he went public. According to the quotes you have in the article, is that he sees the whole world going down in flames. Why not just tell it all? And it's that spirit that may save us. If we just stop caring what our neighbor thinks, our neighbor only follows who they think is the winner or where they think the wind's blowing. We've got to stand up as leaders. And it doesn't mean you have all the answers. It doesn't mean you're the best spoken person, talking about myself. It doesn't mean you know, I love that Full Metal Jacket quote. You know, Private Joker is silly and ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. Folks, you just got to know things are wrong and you got to stand up and say, folks, wake up, look around you. Things are not in good shape right now. I mean, when they come out and start sending people $1,500 fines without a judge or jury on an unpaid $1.25 ticket, and I know the law, that's illegal. I mean, state of Texas last year ruled that the red light cameras are illegal, just like California did. And the company says, I don't care, we're doing it. I mean, they're just a pack of scum, Watson.
Well, it's a predatory system, and I mean, they won't just let us live our lives. You know, before people thought, well, if I just stay, keep my nose out of their business and I'm not political, I'll be able to live my life. But they're not going to allow you to do that because it's a predatory system that depends on feeding upon the public for its own sustenance.
I tell you, Paul, there is now 100% confirmed they are going for broke. And we say that all the time, but every moment it dawns on me more just how dire our straits are. And people should be a lot more awake. Okay, sure, every incumbent's being thrown out. That isn't enough. We need bankers indicted. We need the Federal Reserve gone. We need... And see, the globalists know, as Ron Paul said, we're gaining ground. They can look into the future and tell we're going to win. That's why they're trying to head us off at the pass.
Exactly, and they're planting false flags with which to do that, which is also what Hart talks about. He says that Israel is basically planting another false flag based around the stolen nukes from Minot Air Force Base, and that it's going to be used as a pretext going to Iran. So, and he was on the inside. That's not an opinion to be taken lightly. This is somebody who was deeply on the inside in the Middle East.
Well, I mean, the fact that they're so bold to blow up those towers in front of everybody and then even say they were going to blow up 7 and then blow it up and say we never said that when there's scores of radio and TV newscast as they did it. And they had the BBC false script, they blew it up. And then We Are Change went and interviewed that reporter, the BBC World News anchor, and he said, oh, I was taking my son to see a movie that day. I wasn't working on 9/11. And they said, yes, sir, here's the transcript. You were on TV. And he goes, oh, I guess you're right. I was there. You can tell that guy's an operative. And he suddenly says, ah, I guess you're informed. I'll have to speak to you as a human. It was the same thing with Gary Hart. Remember Gary Hart when they go, we have, you know, you said that our government will stage terror attacks to invade Iran. You threatened Ahmadinejad in a public letter. And Hart said, I did no such thing. And they said, here is the letter. And they read it and he goes, oh, yes, I did. And suddenly he changed, started sweating. And he went, he knew he had actual humans on his hands. And he was like, whoa, because they're so used to talking to zombies. Stay there, key info, then your calls.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, I promised to get to your calls and cover some other news. So Walter Berrien's coming up in about 30 minutes. David Roy, Joe, Eric, John, we're going to in a moment. I get so busy ranting and raving about what's happening inside the New World Order here that I don't even plug our on-air sponsors. I don't even tell you about the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Look, we're funded by you, the listeners of this show. So please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors. We're getting a lot of new stations. That's one way to support us. Spread the word about the free internet streams, the podcast, the iPhone free app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can send it to people that have iPhones or iPads. The link's up on InfoWars.com in the listen page. You can buy Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, about taking the states back. And the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, such an important film. Where were you during the Second American Revolution? Such an important film. I'm in it, many others are. The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, the book the CIA doesn't want you to read, from the inside of the Pentagon and the CIA, from one of their top black op commanders, back in print for the first time in decades. An Invisible Empire, New Order Defined by Jason Burmes. Great new film about the globalists, their master plan, who they are, their admissions of world government. All available at InfoWars.com. And when you purchase the books, the videos, the t-shirts, the materials, you get a tool to wake others up and inform yourself to a higher level, but you also support our operation. And we're in the weird paradox of doubling the listeners every year consecutively for a long time. And as the economy falls out from under us, revenue going down. And I've expanded. We finished the new building. I'm soon going to do a tour of it and show it to you. And now I've got a, I ran out of the money bomb money building that and putting everything in. I need to finish the studio. I need to fund my operation. I need to be able to get the personnel in to do it. So we're going to set up a money bomb and do that. But we don't have time to screw around and wait. If you want to support us, buy the books, buy the videos. I know times are tough, but just support us. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can share it with six people, the passcode. Our whole mission is just getting the word out here, but also being financially secure to be able to continue through these tough times that are here. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And every purchase supports us. If you want to just give a donation, that's fine. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, like I said. Or call toll free to get the books and films, 888-253-3139. We've had a big effect because of you. And by the way, all the films are free on YouTube and Google and everywhere else. If you can't afford any of my films, just Google them. They're free. And please, don't take it for granted then. Get the URL. Send them out to everybody. Give them to everybody. Or download them in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we need the seed money to operate. So again, I want to thank all of you for your support. And a great way to be part of the fight is to financially support us. I mean, who else is at the tip of the spear like us? Who else is mad dog wild to fight the New World Order? Who else can't control themselves and is just constantly attacking the enemy? The InfoWars team. All right, going back to Watson. We got about a minute and a half. Finishing up with this huge story. Top construction firm WTC destroyed by controlled demolition. Final comments on that, Watson.
Yeah, you were talking about the BBC Building 7 video. The version of that that I uploaded to YouTube nearly 3 years ago has over a million views, about 1.1 million views. And for about a year, they took it down, but now it's back up again. But they're definitely watching it closely because I got an email from YouTube today saying basically that it violated copyright. They didn't say they were going to take it down, but...
Yeah, what you do is you file a fair use filing on them. Yeah. I mean, we have a right to show them saying Building 7 had fallen exactly as it fell 25 minutes before it fell on two different BBC channels. We have a right to show CNN with police saying, get back, they're blowing up the building. They murdered those people. We have a right. Stay there, Watson. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with Watson. They are desperate to stop this information. Any other points you want to add with the top story? top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Then I'm going to take your calls. Then coming up, it is confirmed Rachel Maddow needs to be sued. Rand Paul, I should have told Ron Paul about this, but I didn't know about it yet. But I noticed she was misquoting him, things he hadn't said, and he kept saying, I didn't say that. And the proof was that he hadn't. So I'd noticed that and noticed that they never ever had a video clip. They just said he said it, and they would have been running it. And my mother says she goes over to the TV when she's cooking dinner or breakfast and just turns on the TV, and no matter what channel, it's attacking Rand Paul. I mean, this is another government hoax. And, you know, they need to sue MSNBC. And I'm not into suing people for money or for fun. But, you know, if somebody gets up on the air and says I'm a drug dealer when I don't even use drugs, by the way, I don't even drink or smoke anymore. I'm always going on and off of alcohol and cigarettes, but I've really been doing good. I went 4 years once without drinking and smoking. I'm going to go forever now. But, you know, the point is, you know, somebody lies about me and says I'm a drug dealer, I sue them. Somebody starts stalking my sister and saying kill her, I sue them. I mean, I'm very close to suing the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, but I mean, everything's going to hell in a handbasket and they're all so discredited I haven't. But Rand Paul needs to go ahead and sue Maddow over this transcript, because that is the definition of slander, and a public figure can win slander, libel, defamation, whatever the case is. This is slander and libel because they printed it in overall defamation. Malice of forethought with the attempt to do harm. I mean, you must sue. This is a message to Rand Paul. It's confirmed. You must sue MSNBC for the retraction. The only thing they'll pay attention to is a big, mean, fat suit against that corporate prostitute system, against those bomb-making, baby-killing, General Electric-owned NBC. And, boy, I can prove all of what I just said. And you need to drag them into court and make it a big deal that you're suing them about their big, fat lies. Corporate media uses fraudulent MSNBC transcript to portray Rand Paul as a racist. In order to smear and discredit Rand Paul and prevent him from going to the Senate, MSNBC has modified a transcript of his appearance on the Rachel Maddow show, which was then used nationwide. Paul appeared on the show after he won the primary in Kentucky. The modified transcript reads as follows. Maddow, do you think that a private business has a right to say we don't serve black people? Yes, I'm not in favor of any discrimination of any form. As before its news notes, Paul's yes was some sort of insignificant vocalization to maintain the flow of conversation. This was already made difficult by the satellite delay. Here is a YouTube video of the exchange queued up at the exact moment following the entire video. So they knowingly then went out and said that he was for not serving black people when they know that he went, yes, excuse me, say that, I can't hear you, and then went on to say, no, I'm against discrimination. Paul Watson, comments on this.
Yeah, well, I did a segment with Burmas on this last week, and this was a contrived smear attack, because as soon as Rand Paul won, the media in unison tried to attack him as a racist elitist because he used a country club at which to stage his victory celebration. So they were already, you know, waiting with bated breath.
But country clubs are everywhere now. I mean, they got country clubs you can join, you know, for $20 a visit. I mean, like it's, ooh, a country club. Ooh, I mean, what do you think there is in Kentucky? I mean, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, and that didn't work. So they immediately went after him on this nuanced philosophical position on civil rights, which, of course, they used to call him a racist and imply that he was a Klan member.
Yeah, well, Maddow and them are claiming, he said, that he supports shutting down black people's rights to eat at lunch counters when they know he didn't. God bless you, Paul. Your call straight ahead, and Walter Berry.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Rob Jacobson does film editing here in the office and research. I'd seen it in the news, but he brought it to me and pointed out that they're having massive suicides at the big plant in China that makes the iPads and iPhones. And because they're making them work like 16, 17 hours a day. And because they're committing suicide and everything's falling apart and it's total slavery, Apple now makes them sign a contract that they won't commit suicide and if they even or show any mental illness. So if you argue, you're taken to a mental institution. So this is psychological tyranny and total slavery, and it's actually got the quotes in the Fox News article. So I briefly wanted to bring Rob Jacobson up on the phone system break down his views on it, because he said it so well during that short break. Then I'm going to cover the economy briefly, then to your phone calls, then Walter Burian. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got this article right here. Apple maker Foxconn steps up anti-suicide drive. And the very first line in the article says, Apple manufacturer Foxconn Wednesday urged workers to sign contracts promising not to kill themselves to stem a spate of suicides. Later on in the article, near the end of this one article, some guy who works at the plant actually was quoted as saying, if I bicker with my supervisor, I'll be sent to a mental hospital. And then the plant themselves follow up by saying, there is no shortage of people trying to get through the Shenzhen gates. The company says around 8,000 people apply to work at the factory every day. So here you have 300,000 people working in this Foxconn factory in China, which they admit they have people from all over remote areas of China applying for jobs. They immediately, the moment they get a job there, they have to waive their rights away, meaning that they know that they're going to be overhoured, underpaid, and all this stuff so that the Chinese regulations don't apply to them. And now that all these people have been worked to death, they're committing suicide, they're using that as an excuse to have them sign even more kind of draconian waiving their rights against them, which means that if they bicker with their supervisor, there's no argument. There's no
time. And this is the essence of the New World Order. Create inhuman conditions. Then when you rebel, they clamp in with even more dehumanization. Then there'll be more suicides. Then everyone will have to be drugged. And remember, all of the Apple iPad and iPhone knockoffs are costing on average half of what the Apple does. The Apple, I've read, the iPad may have $60 in it. An iPhone may have $20 in it. Giant, huge profits for Al Gore on their board, for Steve Jobs. But because they say they're liberal and are for carbon taxes, the left loves it. The most abusive factories, the most evil. And it's just totally, absolutely sickening. And this is how it works. And so I've got to come out against the iPhone and the iPad. You know, even though they're nice products, I mean, this makes Nike look like angels. And this is a perfect example. And America will soon be like this. We're being destroyed by globalization. China is the lowest of the low. They are the great sucking sound. That's where everything that's sucked down the globalist toilet ends up, with these poor human beings. I mean, have you seen the Microsoft photos of everybody asleep? Sleeping during their break in their 20-hour workdays inside that facility, that photo that came out a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I see it. And in fact, there's an article sitting right outside your studio where there are photographs of these people standing there for 8 hours a day. Some of them have to drop things just to give their legs a rest. Some of them complain about they don't even feel like they're human anymore. It's obviously this top corporate, you know, scheme to get these people to work like robots.
By the way, they work a lot more than 8 hours. China, routinely, they work 18 hours in some cases. I mean, they have firework factories where part of public school, the kids have to work 3 days a week. Look at this. Foxconn opens plant to reporters after suicides. Another Foxconn employee dies in China media. Ninth worker death in iPhone factory. That's in Taiwan. And it just shows these people. Plus, it's the chemicals. I mean, when I drilled that iPad, all that you were here, you saw that weird poison smoke that came out.
And in fact, I understand that there is an article. I mean, Apple has been caught a lot of times with these weird cancers coming out of their factories years ago. They know about all these weird chemicals they put in these places, in these machines, these weird combination of chemicals, and who knows what's going on in this factory with this combination? I mean, 300,000 workers, there's got to be a lot of different chemistry going on that these people are inhaling. And if you even complain about it to your supervisor, if you're uncomfortable, if you can't stand anymore, well, the new thing is going to be that you'll be just dragged away to a mental hospital. And according to the factory, they don't really care because 8,000 people apply for work there every single day, which means it's only a matter of time where the people who don't want to sign the thing will be sifted out, and they'll have a full population of people there who have signed this new statement. And then if you're uncomfortable, if you can't stand anymore, if you're inhaling bad chemicals, if you're, no matter what the issue is, they'll just drag you away and replace you with a new one, truly treating you like, you know.
And this is globalization. They don't want middle classes that have their own truly sustainable communities. They don't want people that are independent and free and healthy. They love debasing everything to the lowest level so everyone is bankrupt, so everyone can come to them and get the lowest wage. Look what open borders and NAFTA and GATT have done to Mexico. They, according to every research paper out there, Mexico is far worse than they were 17 years ago with the adoption of NAFTA and GATT. It hurts us. It hurts them. It hurts the Chinese. And this is our destruction, and nothing but pure evil coming out of all these widgets and, you know, what we think is cheap. And then buying the cheap goods destroys our industry, and it just gets worse and worse. And then we have more environmental standards, which no one can, you know, put up with. So everything goes to China, where there's no standards. And that's why they've been chosen as the model of the new world government, where it's literally a system devouring humanity. Paul Watson was on with us earlier with a key article, top construction firm WTC destroyed by controlled demolition. We have another big report up, corporate media by Kurt Nemo. uses fraudulent MSNBC transcript to portray Rand Paul as a racist. I think this is libelous, that they know it's not what he said and they're going with it. Slanderous, defamation. And joining us to talk about the situation with the iPhones, iPads in China and Taiwan is Rob Jacobson with the InfoWars team. Rob, thanks for coming on with us.
No problem, Alex.
Oh, man, it is just so much going on, but we're covering a lot of info. Okay, your call's coming up in a moment, but I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Gold's up over $20 in the last day. The globalists have tried to drive it down, but the domino implosion of banks and economies worldwide is accelerated, led by the euro situation. And so I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to tell you about the gold and silver offers he's got today. For people out there that want to start moving out of paper to protect themselves with gold at all-time highs worldwide. Ted Anderson, good to have you on with us.
Yeah, nice to be up again, Alex. Of course, we've seen the Greece fall apart here in the IMF bailout. Now it's happening in Spain, and we all know the United Kingdom is having trouble. I mean, it's just Europe is just melting apart. It's melting apart so bad that people are racing to anything that has anything that appearance of security for it. U.S. government treasury bills are up. The United States dollar's going up, which is crazy because we're killing it here. And gold is just up, like, you know, had up today to a total of $1,217.80. So we broke through that $1,200 an ounce price again, just real fast. Really best thing, Alex, what I really want people to do is I want them to take advantage of this Frank offer where I have it priced at $256.68. It's a fifth of an ounce of gold. I give a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, which is $159. So you can get informed and you know what's going on in the marketplace.
And Ted, I don't want to attack your competition, but one of the biggest names in the country associated with Glenn Beck has been attacked lately. Because they're selling, and I saw the New York Times use the example of a fifth of an ounce franc at $364. You're selling it for $250-something, which is below what it should be. I mean, it's a good deal to get it for $300. I'm not even saying it's that bad of a deal, you know, with Beck. I mean, people expect to have no markup. You're giving it for $200-something. In fact, I meant to pull that up, and there is this national investigation of another big national company for $350, $360 francs. And that happened a year ago when gold was a lot lower. They were selling it for that. Gold's way up and you're selling it for cheaper than anybody else I've ever seen, Ted.
Well, I've got the price low. I mean, main thing is that people get a lot of gold in their hands. I mean, if you're sitting in the stock market, the bond market, if you're looking at, you know, even if you're in T-bills at this point in time, you can just see what the Federal Reserve is doing. I mean, we bailed out Greece. We're on the hook for about 16% of that bailout. And, you know, where's the money coming from? The U.S. Treasury doesn't have extra money. It's coming from the Fed in a printing press.
And we saw what happened last month, or just 3 weeks ago. Euro goes down first, then the dollar within a week. Because people flee like a seesaw. You know, the ship's sinking. So they run to one end of the boat. It starts sinking. They run back to the other end of the boat. The issue is there's a hole in the bottom, and no amount of catwalking is going to fix it. No amount of balancing act is going to fix it. No amount of gymnastics is going to fix it until we get rid of the bankers, the central bankers. Ted, quickly, there's a bunch of other coins you've got. Give folks the toll-free number to call and get them.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. And Alex, I really want people to take advantage of this Frank thing. I mean, I lose $100 a coin because I'm giving away the International Forecaster newsletter with it, but people will be informed and I think they can make much better decisions if they get that.
Absolutely. Now, again, how much is the franc individually? Because a lot of people have already got the Forecaster. That's a great deal. But if they want to buy them at that price individually, how much did you say?
It's $256.68. It's just a fabulous buy.
Yeah, because you bought a bunch of it when gold was lower. You're selling it now when it's higher at a lower price. And your competition is selling it for $360, according to the news. I mean, which isn't even that bad of a deal. I mean, these companies have overhead, but Ted is the best, folks. With these specials, you cannot do better if you're getting into gold and silver. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 12.1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.4583, $6.2291 for a half ounce, or $3.1146 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.4583, $6.2291, and $3.1146.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
No dogs. Walter Burian is going to be joining us to talk about a host of issues. The complete raping of society is now here. $1,500-plus fines with no judge or jury for toll roads, you know, giant property taxes, VAT taxes, carbon taxes. It's all here by design. He's the guy that exposed the double set of books. He's coming up for the balance of the show and interspersed with your phone calls. But right now, you guys have been really patient, and I apologize. We had breaking news earlier with the 9/11 info. Let's talk to David in Ohio. You're on the air, David.
Oh, yeah, I like the story about the iPads, but you bought a few iPads. Why'd you do that?
Isn't that kind of supporting the New World Order?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point I make, is we all contribute to this New World Order system. And I pointed out in the video I made where I tortured the iPad that people are being used as slaves to build these and most other products. And then meanwhile, we don't care about the fellow humans, but people will get set about the iPad. So I think I flagellate myself, you know, enough here, beating myself on air. But I will say it. I am bad. I'm a hypocrite. I am scum. How's that, David?
I just wanted to point that out. But I also wanted to point out with Rand Paul, I mean, you guys say they messed with the transcript, but he is for repealing parts of the Civil Rights Bill. And, you know, I mean, you're in favor of that. I don't understand that. I mean, that'll put us back into a system where black people won't be served in restaurants.
Oh, yeah, that's really going to happen. Yeah, I know. Rand Paul, he's really dangerous. We all better run for the hills. They lied about what he said, and he said that he's against people not being able to be in private clubs. And that's not even one of his campaign issues. Let me ask you a question, though, David. David, do you have what type of telephone are you calling me on right now?
I'm on a cell right now.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, the point is all these companies are doing this. Apple claims it's all liberal and loving. And so, I've always pointed out the hypocrisy of how our own society buying this is destroying us. And I point out how I'm not adequate and I'm not good. And I think it's a disgusting, pathetic argument to call into this show and then to imply that I'm some type of bad person. I mean, am I taking your rights, David?
No, but like an hour ago, you said the government's gang raping us. Now, I mean, you got to tone down your rhetoric, Alex, for real. You've been saying it for years that the government wants
to... No, the government is gang raping us. The government is eating out our substance like the Declaration of Independence. So, David, let me guess. You've got a government job.
No, I don't. I just want to ask you, don't you realize that there's a segment of your listening audience that really is deranged? And when they tell you, when you tell them...
Oh, this is a classic talking point. Classic talking point, Southern Poverty Law Center, that I am going to cause deranged people to go out and do things. No, the government giving nukes to North Korea could cause World War III. The government giving nukes to Pakistan on record could cause World War III. Israel giving nukes to South Africa could cause World War III. And they have them, by the way. And they gave them bioweapons research in exchange. That's now on record. The government raping and robbing and stealing our wealth and our money is what's causing people to be deranged. And you're calling in implying Rand Paul is really basically an evil person that wants to black people to be back out on the back 40. And you're calling in saying I'm evil because I talk about how I have an iPhone and how this thing is used to enslave us and control us. And I show people this and I illustrate how all cell phones track us in real time to control us. And I use it as an illustration. And you call in with nothing. You're not going to do anything about the bank sucking us dry. Anything about the comprehensive annual financial reports. Nothing about the fluoride in the water. Nothing about the cancer viruses and the vaccines. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing, David. What's your story, David? Who do you like politically? You like Barack Obama, David?
That's been double-blind studies have proven that's not an issue. What I'm more worried about...
Wait. Double-blind studies have shown what is not an issue?
Fluoride is safe, Alex.
Sodium fluoride is good for you.
I'll go on the air right now and say that. What I'm more concerned about is some of your listeners...
Oh, you're scared of the American people. Rand Paul, America. Sir, the bags of fluoride in the that they put in the water have skull and crossbones on it and says deadly poison. I've had top EPA scientists on of how it's a cumulative poison. The Nazis did use it in death camps. Pulitzer Prize winning authors wrote the I.G. Farben Crime and Punishment, who were part of the Nuremberg trial. And you just call in and say double blind studies. Baloney. Baloney. You cite your study right now.
You're not answering my major point, Alex.
Cite your study! You know what? I dare you then, punk. Shut up! I dare you to eat an entire bottle of fluoride toothpaste. I dare you to eat that and videotape it live on the internet. You know what'll happen to you? You will go to the hospital, buddy, and you'll have fluoride poisoning. It says on the back of the toothpaste it's deadly poison, not to swallow it. Answer the question, you scum. Hey, don't worry. You're going to get what you want, you government bureaucrat. You're going to get what you want. You're going to get your big government. You're going to get your fluoride. Go take all your vaccines. Just give it all to your kids. Just you make me sick. You make me sick.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4 years ago, the American Dental Association said that children under the age of 6 should not brush their teeth with sodium fluoride because it causes weakening of the teeth, dental fluorosis. There are scores of major U.S. government studies that many types of bone cancer more than double, and even more than double if it's in males. It's even worse in males. Anyone can Google this. Anyone can search engine this. We have thousands of studies that mercury causes brain damage, but it doesn't matter. The feds put out 2 studies a few years ago saying mercury is good for your children's brain. This was put out on national CBS TV and re-aired as part of a news feed on local affiliates. Here is CBS News in Austin saying mercury is good for your child's brain. And you could tell Dave was not breastfed, has a small brain, and probably has had plenty of vaccines. He's so scared of the American people who want to keep black people out of lunch counters, which was never said, but he's scared to death. He's not worried about Goldman Sachs or the global meltdown or Kim Jong-il. He's worried about Rand Paul, folks. He's hiding under his bed right now. So, hey, don't believe me, David. I'm a fearmonger. You're right. The news says mercury is...
containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives and vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, so you know what? Maybe you do have a study saying fluoride's good. Maybe you got a study saying that if you take a 357 Magnum and shoot yourself between the eyes with it, that it's going to increase your IQ. But, or maybe you think if you jump off the Grand Canyon without a parachute, it's going to improve your IQ. Or maybe you think playing in traffic is going to improve your IQ. Maybe you think drinking buckets of cyanide is going to improve your IQ. Maybe you think cutting your veins with a, taking a meat cleaver and just hacking at your arm is going to help your pedicure. Whatever, punk. Don't call in here with your Rachel Maddow talking points on me. I could care less if you listen or what you think of me. If somebody calls in disagreeing with real issues and really has questions, oh, I'll spend hours with them. But somebody calls in with talking points, lying about Rand Paul and trying to basically distort what I stand for. By the way, saying that parts of the Civil Rights Act have been misapplied, like making men's fraternal orders take women and making women's fraternal orders take men. I mean, have you heard all the cases? In fact, let's just Google one. Transvestite, transgender sues over no access to women's bathrooms. And, a lot of these guys in these cases are whacked out. They're in there with their privates in front of women. And women walk in, there's a man in there, and the women say, I don't want you in the bathroom. Well, you know what? They sue. Give me a break, okay? It's out of control. It's out of control. There you go. Transgender sues Macy for discrimination. I can't go into the changing room. Oh, that was one of the cases. I don't know what this case is. Let me read it. A Filipino-American is suing her former employer, Macy's department store, for wrongful termination discrimination for close to 3 years. Was an employee at Macy's store, and it goes on. And it goes on. Worked in the cosmetics department. Was fired September last year for allegedly insubordination. But see, that's not it. There's cases. There's cases where they want to be in the dressing rooms. But look, whatever, man. You want to dress up like a woman? Great. Good for you. I'm thinking about star systems and galactic vortex and, genetic engineering and off-world bases. And I'm thinking about, the human species. I'm not thinking about your mascara. Okay? I'm like, ooh, this will show mommy I'm putting mascara on. Whatever. Dress up like Ronald McDonald if you want. Don't come after my private property. Don't come after my guns. Don't come after my kids. Leave me alone. I'm not owned by you, you scumbag corporate government looting everyone. I'm going to Walter Burian here in a moment. I'm going to take your calls throughout the interview with you. I'm just really wound up today, as you can notice. But first, I want to tell you about a few sponsors. Then we're going to Walter Burian for the balance of the broadcast with some key info. I want to tell you about Front Sight, ladies and gentlemen. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has a free handgun and 5 days of world-class firearms training for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp or drill instructor attitude. FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com. I love them. You're not going to get my guns, David. Sorry. They're still red-blooded people, and you parasites don't like it. You think you're going to have us lay down, and you can suck our blood, and you don't like us getting too upset. Well, we are upset, David. And you should be concerned, David. Because we're not bending over anymore, boy. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is a Cola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking clean, fresh water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Cola Blue, the Cola Blue 28 and the brand new Cola Blue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7, or in their bigger unit, 12-stage filtering process. It's the best, cleanest water you can get at colablue.com, ECOLOblue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Folks, I am literally being animated by the spirit of liberty right now, and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the tyranny, and that's why they're afraid. They're so afraid. They want to set the parameters of debate and tell you to sit down and shut up and drink your poison water and take your shots and eat your GMO food and let the little control freaks who are actually vicious devils run our lives. It's not happening. It's over, scum. Got it? It's over, scum. The veneer of civilization is burning off our hull. It's peeling away and showing what we really are, the dynamic, genius creatures that will not be dominated by anybody. Do you understand that? I know you don't like it because you're cowards. The truth is scum and weak filth always joins together to pull down the real men, to pull down the real humans, to pull down the people that know the destiny of this species. Ah! All right. Now I'm going to shut up. I'm going to stop now. Walter Burian is an advocate of government financial accountability and budgeting. Aims to enlist in the U.S. military, goes through that, forwarded a nuclear power school. He put an early discharge to the Navy, United States Naval Academy, worked at Xerox Corp, Princeton, and then he was a big trader on the stock exchange, did a bunch of key work that let him discover just some amazing stuff that was going on. It's just best for him. And Walter, we've got like 30 new affiliates since you were last on or more. So just talk to me like I'm a six-year-old. That's the best way I learn. Everybody else learns. But when you first covered this 14 years ago, it's all been vetted out now. Now it's a mainstream term. People know about the double set of books. Just like they now know about the Federal Reserve. They don't know as much about this as they do about the Fed, but it all ties together. So you got the floor to describe what the comprehensive annual financial reports are, what the double set of books are, what the private corporate takeover through government is. And it's good to have you back with us, Walter Burian.
Good to be back, Alex. I just had one comment for Dave, your previous caller.
Yes.
And that one comment is, predators do not like armed prey. About over 10 years ago, I did a little statistical survey. I was a commodity trading advisor, and I'm quite familiar with graphs and charts and so forth. And I looked at each state for the highest and strongest taxation and money taking from the populace, state by state. And then I did a comparison with the least restringent gun ownership laws. Well, when you compare the charts side by side, the states that are taking or stealing the most amount of money from the population has the most stringent gun control laws. The states that were taking the least amount of money from the population have the least restrictive gun laws. And I go back to what I said before. Predators do not like armed.
Oh, look at Daley, that big, fat, admitted mob boss wanting everyone's guns, period. They're a bunch of predatory scum, and, oh, they make me sick. We're supposed to not like people that want us to be their slaves, as you know, Walter. And you've been through hell, through government persecution, with them taking your son, everything else, but you're supposed to love it. You're supposed to thank the government. You're supposed to worship them and appreciate all the evil they give you. You're supposed to say, thank you, sir. Can I have another? Please rub it in.
Now, when you say government also, keep in mind, people have this false illusion. They say government, and they draw a blank. Government is made up of individuals with names, addresses, that are running the show. Now, at the top or echelon, the congressmen, the senators, the governors, 70% now are attorneys. Everyone knows the reputation of an attorney. You got to use me or else you'll be destroyed. And then once you use them, we're going to take as much money as we think we can get from you. And then once they screw you, they say, they act all indignant if you don't say thank you. And we now have 70% attorneys running the entire show, walking with as much cash as they can take now and dotting the I's and crossing the T's to lock in the productivity value of the next 5 to 7 generations. Now let's get a clue. Is there a problem here? Yes. And it needs to be corrected.
Well, in every case in history, elite groups get together and try to get control of the population and then make them slaves. That's 101. But you said during the break you wanted to talk briefly about the new 9/11 info that's come out. Then let's get into
I was a tenant at One World Trade Center back in 1978 to 1980. And the key point I see a lot of people are missing. Goes way back to when they were planning on building the towers. They had lawsuits filed against them from the surrounding buildings saying that you're not going to build this gigantic tower if it fell over to take out 20 or 30 buildings. So they had to come up with a design that was guaranteed not to cause that problem. So the original design, which was approved and the lawsuits were dropped, was to build a center core steel column in the center, which would act as a guidepost for all of the suspended floors. The floors would be suspended on that center steel core column, and in any event that for whatever reason the tower was collapsing, it would pancake it down around the center steel core. So picture that center steel core as a broomstick, and the floor is supported on it. And if they started to collapse, bang, 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 down on the guidepost. There is no ifs, ands, or buts, period, that if the floors started collapsing around the guidepost was to be left standing. So you would have the entire tower collapse and this massive center steel core column in the center.
But instead, they were blasted off at perfect intervals and ejected out 600 feet.
Well, let's say for argument's sake, the plane generated 20,000 degrees of heat and melted the steel core columns on that floor. Then you'd have the entire upper floor topple and the rest of the steel core column staying in place. So there is no ifs, ands, or buts, period, end of story. That tower was demolished for the center steel core to drop with the floors that were pancaking down. No ifs, ands, or buts, end of story.
Absolutely,
and
Walter.
The original design of the World Trade Center towers, and that point, you'll find out that that steel core was designed to be left standing as the guidepost for the collapsing floors.
All right, Walter. Now, I want to get into the main reason you're here, and I appreciate you coming on. And we'll give people your website. You have a new film out for people available on the website, and you've got a director's cut coming out soon that I hope you put on DVD so we can offer it, because, of course, I produce a little documentary with you in it called Comprehensive Annual Financial Report Exposed on Infowars.com. It's on DVD, but that was made 12 years ago. So much more has happened since then. Your new update, everything you talked about 12 years ago has now come true, but again, let's go back to your awakening, what you discovered. You got involved in the news media. You found out about the comprehensive annual financial reports. And now what's happened? Because, again, you expose this. You expose the fact that this is an organized mafia criminal operation. Every city manager knows. I've had city managers in my studio on other issues, and I bring this up, and they get this big, giant smile and turn red.
Don't say a word.
And they won't say a word, and they just start laughing, you know, even though it's been, quote, patriots. One of them was a good guy who's fighting the NAFTA highways, and I brought this up, and he just laughed and turned red during the break and said, I'm not getting into that. So this is the big, delicious secret. So let's break it down.
Well, the beautiful part is it's actually not a secret. It's there in plain sight. The whole game was the silence of the golden routine. Never talk about it, never mention it, no one would look, no one would think about it, no cognitive thought created. But I found out about this back in 1990. There was a governor who got elected by the name of Jim Florio in New Jersey on the new tax platform. As soon as he gets in, $2.8 billion tax increase, it was drafted by the prior administration, but he could have vetoed it. There were two DJs that were operating out of 101.5 FM in Trenton, John and Kent. We're now out in Los Angeles, the John and Ken Show. Well, they started doing rabble-rousing, saying, no, they can't do this to us. We got to stop it and repeal this tax increase. And I called in to the show, just reading from the budget report at the time, 1990s budget report from New Jersey. They had $11 billion on budget, $6 billion off budget, service budget $17 billion, net available about $25.3 billion. And, you know, John and Ken goes, well, we have to stop this. They have so much money. And 10 of us got together and incorporated a group called Hands Across New Jersey. I took over looking at the budget revenue and finance, being a commodity trading advisor and dealing with numbers. You know, $1 or $10 billion is just a number where the population, oh, my God, $10 billion, I can't even think there. My mind goes blank. Yeah, it's just a number. So I started looking at the budget report, and I noticed all the income from the autonomous agencies were not there. The interest massive investment accounts I knew the state had were not there. I said, this is not the whole picture. The director of the budget, Richard Keeley, was on vacation that week. Didn't come back till the following Tuesday. I called his lower assistant. Hi, this is Walter Burian. I'm working on a report for Richard. Have to get it done by Tuesday. I need all the figures on the autonomous agency accounts, interest accounts, investment accounts. He goes, oh, you want the comprehensive annual financial report. Bing, first time I heard that before. And got it that Friday. I was only concerned with the bottom line numbers, total cash, gross receipts, total investments. Total investments were $188 billion just for the state government, Inc., not the city's accounting, just the state. And I started looking for the gross income, total cash, gross receipts. The number one question IRS asked in an audit. Found it on page 174 under cash additions. This shows the cumulative income for tax income, investment income, enterprise income, federal grants, whatever income the state had, just state government income, keep in mind. And the figure was approximately $83 billion. Now, that figure, when I saw it, I said, this is the definition of organized crime. Here they are promoting a $17 billion operating budget, and in the overall picture, they're bringing in $83 billion. And, you know, I started digging and I found
I'll tell you what, stay there. You're digging, you're digging. And then the rest is history. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Span, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Folks, we got to get angry again. They always tell us, settle down, don't get angry. You're supposed to get mad. You're supposed to get angry. Walter Burian is the first person to talk about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. I mean, now they've had the former auditor of the Air Force come out and say it's a great idea. They've had governors come out and talk about, hey, let's use all this investment surplus to fund everything, similar to what goes on in Alaska. So it's really gained ground. And I've been to a lot of political events. I've seen C-SPAN calls. I've seen the governor of Texas questioned about it. These giant slush funds of money that is off budget. So you only hear about the budget. Oh, there's no money in the budget for potholes. There's no money in the budget for schools. There's no money in the budget for state teacher pensions or police pensions. Meanwhile, they have all these separate investments, and universities have got them, school districts, water districts, tens of thousands of government institutions, more than tens of thousands. And Walter's got all those numbers. So, Walter, you're investigating. You're looking at this. You're fighting tax increases in New Jersey on the talk radio. And then you get a copy of the Big Kahuna, the Hidden in Plain View Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Go ahead.
Now, I got a copy of that report, and I called the two DJs, John and Ken, from 101.5, and I said, John, I got the holy grail of accounting in my hands, the state's comprehensive annual finance report. Let's go live on the air. He goes, well, come on down to the studio, and we'll see. Went down to the studio, showed him the report, and he goes, yep, this is it. And I showed him the bottom line numbers. He goes, ooh. So for the next hour, we sat there reading out the bottom line numbers with me giving out analogies. That was the last live radio interview that station did. They were doing live interviews every single day, two or three a day. But when I came up with the Comprehensive Annual Finance Report and started qualifying the scope and degree of the money that was being held by the state and went live on the air, and 101.5 had about 5 to 7 million listeners daily, they got calls from their sponsors, pharmaceutical companies, large construction groups, other different companies. If you ever let that guy on the air again, you're going to lose all of our sponsorship. Now, that ended any live interview. The reason they called was, you know, they were quite aware of how much money was involved and how much money was flowing through governments, cities, counties, states. And a lot of them had, you know, there was a lot of grease on the skids. And they were getting millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, that the public didn't even know existed in the first place.
And because government was investing, the tax money with them.
And spending the tax, no, it's not just tax money. When you look at a comprehensive annual financial report, about one-third of the gross income is tax income. The other portion is broken up primarily, the primary income now is investment income.
Yes.
Then tax income comes second, and the third is enterprise group income. So when you see a budget report, these budget reports are selectively created to show where tax income is brought in and tax income is spent. So you go over a budget report with a fine-tooth comb and it looks like government's surviving on tax income. When you look at the annual financial report, you see a whole different world. You know, you can have a state saying, oh, we're $700 million short on a budgetary basis. We're going to have to raise taxes and lay off a few teachers and da-da-da-da-da. Then you look at the same exact local government's annual financial report, they could be $2.5 billion in the black. You know, it's the definition of a shell game. And the Silas's golden rule were, you know, no mention of the comprehensive annual finance report for 65 years, keep in mind this started back in 1946, required the full cooperation of the syndicated media, controlled education, and both political parties. They were included in on the game for the last 45 years, sent copies of all the reports, and they knew it was sacrilege to make open and conspicuous mention of these reports. Now, a lot were cooperating with the game, laughing all the way down to the bank as they spent the money or had the money invested in their new projects, real estate ventures, and everything else. And the ones that thought it was wrong, they knew that if they mentioned it, they'd find themselves out in the back alley getting their you-know-what kicked. And,
all right, stay there, Walter. Back in 1 minute. Fire out your website, though, for people that may be leaving us. Give us your website.
Oh, it's Kaffer1.com.
Great.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Walter Burian is our guest. If you just joined us, like XM does in the last hour, Walter Burian worked as a commodities advisor, worked on the stock market, and he found out in 1990 when he was battling tax increases in New Jersey on syndicated radio and local radio that there was something called a comprehensive annual financial report, a double set of books that were the profits of government investment. This isn't tax money. It isn't pensions. It isn't what you're told about in the budget. It's the real set of books. So, Walter, recap that and give people the history of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report that started in Chicago with the 1313 Mafia model, and then explain how it spread out and why this is so important, this shell game where they're cutting off teachers, shutting down state parks, national parks, you know, firing over half the police in some areas, not fixing sidewalks. But meanwhile, the government is just rolling in deep, deep wells of money. Go ahead.
Okay, just one correction. I was a commodity trading advisor and never traded stocks. I follow the stock
market. Okay, a commodity trading advisor on the thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. The just one key point here. When I started National Disclosure, I started National Disclosure in June of 98. And I would get a call from school teachers from around the country, college professors, and I would mention to them, your school district puts out a comprehensive annual finance report. I said, did you see going to your 8th grade class saying, hi class, here's our school's budget report, and here's our school district's comprehensive annual financial report. Let's see if we can spot the differences. They'd find their walking paper so damn fast they wouldn't know what hit them. You know, the colleges, especially these colleges that are saying, oh, we have a shortfall of our budgetary basis and we have to raise tuitions by 15-20%, cut back to teacher salaries. If you look at these schools' endowment funds, okay, I looked at ASU in 99, they had $11 billion in their endowment fund, okay? And here, at the same time, they were saying, oh, we have a shortfall of our budgetary basis. We're going to have to raise tuitions by 8%. Their endowment funds generated more in return than all tuitions collected combined.
Yeah, that's why they're into football teams and the school, because it's not even real. It's just a front. It's like UT, last time I checked, over $60 billion in one slush fund. They finance sports teams, Clear Channel Radio. And, again, it's water districts, school districts. They've all... Just they take our tax money, they invest it, and then now the investment's bigger than the taxes. They rule everything, and that's not enough. Now they want all the roads. Now they want license plate readers. Now they want, just the total raping.
It all boils down to the money involved. Everything is done due to the money involved. Nothing more, nothing less. Smoke screens are put up left and right to keep the public looking off in left field as these guys are cutting $100 billion deals in the other side of the field. With the public being entertained in la-la land, never thinking of the basics. Now, I've had thousands of phone calls from people all over the country. Oh, my school district's raising our taxes, the county's raising, the state's raising our taxes, this, that, the other thing. And I'll stop them for a second and I'll say, okay, I have a couple of questions for you. And they'll say, okay, what? I'll say, do you know how much cash you have in your pocket? They say, yeah. Why do you ask? I said, well, do you know your checking account balance is approximately? Yeah. Why? Well, two more questions. Do you know what your value of your investments are? Yeah. And what about your net worth? Do you have a good idea what your net worth is? Yeah. And I'll say, well, you just called me about your city raising your taxes by $40 million. What's their checking account balance? Don't know. Take a guess. Can't. Don't have a clue. What about their investments? How much do they have investments total there? No idea. Take a guess. I can't. Why? Don't have a clue. What about their net worth? And they'll say, no idea. Take a guess. Don't have a clue. Can't do it. They refuse to even guess. So here, the basic fundamentals that is with every one of your listeners, since they're little kids up until when they die. You know, I don't care if you're 5 years old and open up your first lemonade stand, you made $5.80. You count it 10 times. You know exactly you have $5.80. In college, you decide to start trading the markets. Oh, my account's $34. Oh, it's down to $34.
But we don't know, but we don't even look at what the government's really got. We just believe the budget they show us. Stay there. Long segment coming up.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you just joined us, or you're a longtime listener, you've seen the film I made 12 years ago, Annual Comprehensive Financial Reports Exposed, or you've seen the other presentations Walter's done since then, this is a fact, and it's now entered the political debate. Thanks to Walter. I mean, he is the progenitor of this. Hidden in plain view. Just like I have the Washington Post from 2 days ago just reporting, oh, the CIA did make those fake Bin Laden videos. Oh, they didn't make them for domestic political brainwashing to scare you into wars. They made it to discredit him in the Muslim world. They just admit it like it's no big deal because we've exposed it. They come out and admit, yeah, we're growing the opium in Afghanistan. And I know I keep hammering this point because it's so incredible. Well, it's the same thing with the comprehensive annual financial reports. I brought this up to politicians. I brought this up to Rick Perry. I brought this up to city managers. And folks, when you bring this up to them, and I've seen it done in a lot of meetings now in town halls, they'll be just ignoring everybody and they don't care if you gripe about taxes being too high. They're ready for that. When you bring up, hey, you got a double set of books, you got 2, 3, 4, 5 times, sometimes more, investments that are off the books. These aren't, because people have built-in rationales. You know, you tell teachers or cops this, especially, and they'll go, well, that's for my pension fund, those government investments. No. They're now going to cut your pension funds on budget to pay back banks' money that's not owed. Because here's the scam. I used to ask Walter this in the last 12 years. Is it the government taking over corporations, or is it the global corporations taking over government? He said, well, basically, it's a merger. But if you look at this now, and I agree with him, the big global offshore banks are now setting up their G20 world government, saying a world government run by banks. They've kind of double-crossed government by selling derivatives as the investments to the pension funds, public pension funds, cities, counties, water districts, universities. You've seen Harvard, you know, losing half its endowment or whatever, to actually get them under their control. So it appears to be a coup, not just a merger. But to simplify this, remember about 6 months ago, Iceland was saying, no, we're not going to pay you this $800 billion or whatever you say we owe. And then the people rioted. They said no. They started arresting bankers. And the bankers said, we apologize. We've looked at our investment assets, government investment assets with us. We actually have a surplus. You don't have to pay any money anymore. So it turned out it wasn't a, oh my gosh, derivatives are a crisis. They were just threatening everyone through financial terror to do it. Now, again, for those that just joined us, recap. A commodity trading advisor on record in 1990 in New Jersey fighting tax increases for the next 6-7 years, did research, did global discovery, global disclosure of the fact. And I didn't believe Walter when I interviewed him in 97. I didn't think he was a liar either. I went down to the state of Texas, got the comprehensive annual financial report, and it said that they had $500 billion in just liquid investment profit that year. I didn't, you know, I went and checked UT with its $40 billion then. Now it's $60+ billion. I didn't, you know, I went and checked Travis County with its $1 billion. I went and checked Manhattan, just like he said, it was over $1 trillion. I went and checked the state of New York. It was almost $1 trillion. I went and checked all these places, and it was, and guess what? They were online. They weren't even hiding this. Now, Walter, I'm going to completely shut up and give you the absolute floor now for the next few segments. Put it in layman's terms how important this is, because you were trying to finish your point when we hit the break. When the politicians get up there and say, we got to get rid of the national park, the state park, we got to close your favorite park, you know, they could just not mow the grass, but they want you to know it's closed. The fence is going up. You can't have potholes fixed. California's announcing, we're not going to fix roads. You know, we're going to lay off half the cops in this town.
Well, so that everybody. That's a psychological play on the population. Yeah, as I mentioned, this is all, everything that is done, period. I don't care what it is done due to the money involved. And government has turned into a corporate, for-profit enterprise, utilizing the population as a productivity unit to be drained of value and their productivity. And, yeah, going back to the last break, I mentioned that, you know, when someone called me, I'd always stop them and ask them if they knew how much cash they had in their pocket, what their checking account balance is, what their investment worth was, and their net worth, and everyone knew, without exception. Not one person that called, when they called me about their city, county, state, school district, complaining about tax increases, had a clue of what the that entity's cash on hand, investment totals, or net worth was. An entire vacuum and void was created intentionally so in the comprehension of an entire population of the basics, which each and every one of us knows in our own personal lives since we're little kids. Up until when we die, we keep it in the back of our minds. And here, government is operating, having created this entire vacuum and void in every single venue for people not to even think about it, not to have a cognitive thought. Yeah, so it is absolutely amazing they pulled that one off to be able to void out the basics that we carry with us each and every day. Now, on the derivative aspect, in 2008, keep in mind government on all levels, state, city, county, and so forth, were actively involved with the derivatives. And Pennsylvania is a pretty good capital report to look at for the state. On note D, they list their derivative activity. And since I mentioned that, they started expanding their sections, making it harder to see. But if you look at an older report, you know, Pennsylvania as a state was dealing in more derivatives than Merrill Lynch as a company did. And the derivative play, going back to 2000, Alan Greenspan, as quoted from the Wall Street Journal, said he was concerned about the $80 trillion a year derivative market internationally. Now, between 2000 and 2008, they had expanded the international derivative market up to $600 trillion. They were building this balloon, big balloon. But on derivatives, very important. 95% of the public doesn't comprehend this because it's never been discussed. On a derivative, all you're doing is buying time, 6 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years out, on a specific commodity or stock, options, and so forth, locking in a price at this time. So if the price changes, you can cancel out your trade and collect the equity difference. So if you think, say, gold is at $1,000 and you think it's going to drop down to $500, you could sell a gold contract 6 months, 5 months later, drops down to $500. You buy back a gold contract. That cancels out the trade. But you just collected $500. Or on a derivative contract, that would be about $50,000 made. And this is from the price going down, even though you may not even own 1 ounce. This is how the banks and the government accounts for controlling the metals market. They would massively sell the derivatives market, driving the price down, which the cash market was then dependent upon for pricing.
And that's now even come out on C-SPAN in federal hearings. They've now been caught. But I mean, the bottom line is the government is just bathing in our tax money that they have invested.
In 2008, they set up a sting operation. They knew the bubble was going to burst. And on a derivative contract, you can jump in there for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days. And once you buy and sell, or sell and buy, whichever direction you're going in, you close out your trade, you're out of the picture, and you walk with the cash if you made a profit. Well, being as this bubble was building on the housing market, government and their specially managed accounts, I mean the large managed accounts, both domestic and international, government outsourced in the 80s, and they have management funds and Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Millennium Fund 1, Millennium Fund 2, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in each one of these accounts. And what they did was they position played and went heavily short all the stock indexes, both domestic and internationally, heavily long the dollar. They went long the dollar. They went heavily long the U.S. bonds, and they went heavily short the crude oil. Now, in the last 2-3 months of 2008, after these position plays were replaced, all of a sudden they start dumping their physical holdings in stocks, driving the market down. They heavily sold that crude oil more and more and more. Crude oil climbs from 145 a barrel down to, at the bottom peak, $28 a barrel in the low trade. Okay, the stock index falls apart. The dollar jumped. Everyone's saying, oh, the dollar's going down through the floor. I find that humorous. It went from 71 on the dollar index up to 89, which was its quickest spike and run in the history of the dollar index on the upside. That was due to the factor as government had positioned on these positions. They wanted to perpetuate the collapse, so they started selling their physical holdings, which meant the pension funds took a loss and everything else, took a loss all across the country as they dumped on the market. But this perpetuated the collapse, and thus that guaranteed them a massive profit on their derivatives play.
And let me stop you. Let me stop you.
Their cronies in the syndicated media now come out. Oh my God, this is terrible. Everyone's lost their money. Empire is destroyed. Oh. Well, they forget to mention that when, on a derivative trade, for every dollar lost in one account, a dollar is credited to another account. And here you had, trillions, probably about 20 to 25 trillion, maybe even as high as 30 trillion worldwide that changed hands through this collapse in the derivative market. Yeah, but who took the other side of the trade?
All right, Walter, let me stop
on my
you.
Front page,
Walter.
You'll see a red, this is very important, a red Staples button. And it says, tap for downloads. Click on that button. It goes to my download directory, for example, CAFRs. But when you go down to Utah, you'll see right above it, U.S. Treasury. Click on that, and then you'll see March Derivative Report for 2008 for the banks. Click on that. It's a PDF file. It's put out by the Comptroller of Currencies, and it shows the top 30 banks and their derivative holdings. Now, it notes on page one, second paragraph, that five commercial banks controlled 97% of all derivative activity from all banks. Then scroll down about two-thirds through the report, and you'll get down to Table 1. On Table 1, you'll see J.P. Morgan Chase was king. They had a net worth of $1.4 trillion. When you look at their nominal derivative value, the value of these contracts they're trading, $90 trillion. Now, that $90 trillion was not J.P. Morgan Chase's
value. We got a break.
It was for their clients.
All right, we got to fade him down. He can't hear me. All right, we're going to go to break. We've got a break here, Walter. And then we're going to come back and let you continue with this. But then I want to put it back in layman's terms, how this global takeover has been designed and where it's going if we don't stop them. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Way up north,
to Alaska, way up north. All right, Walter Berrien is our guest. You don't have to believe Walter Berrien, though he's a great guy, incredible. Go look up the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for your school district, you name it. Now, since he's been exposing it, since about 2000, they have made the public versions that are easy to get a little thinner. But he'll tell you how to ferret them out. I was asking the question of Walter from his research. It looks like this derivatives bubble they created. Well, we have the Timberwolf documents and others from Goldman Sachs where they admit it was engineered. We know it was engineered, but that it was also designed to take over many of the states, counties, and cities. And Walter, during the break, was agreeing with me. He said some states were involved, but overall, it's the federal government and big mega banks consolidated together, vertically integrating the entire economy. Walter, on the course we're on, they're now setting up their mega police state to enforce this robbery. What will things look like in the next year to 2 years if we don't somehow start reversing this?
Well, they're creating a new world order structure, as we all know, and the actual new world order is being orchestrated from the United States, being that there's an expression, he who owns the cookie jar makes the rules. When you look at the collective government investments with the banks, with the brokerage houses, with the insurance, they actually own the banks and brokerage houses and insurance companies by investment to the primary investor. They own the major Fortune 500 companies by collective investment. Okay, so the whole structure here is to maintain this entertainment game for the population as they consolidate ownership. I go back to when I mentioned on the red staples button on my front page and going to my download directory and hitting U.S. Treasury and getting the March derivative report for the banks. J.P. Morgan Chase was holding $90 trillion worth of nominal value in derivatives. Now, that was not primarily J.P. Morgan Chase's money. It was, they were acting as clearing agent for their major clients. Who were their major clients? Cities, counties, states, federal governments. Okay? And when you talk $90 trillion, as I mentioned in 2000, the entire world derivative market was $80 trillion. And here, in 2008, is J.P. Morgan Chase holding $90 trillion in nominal value of derivatives. Okay? And that's just one account. Now, if you want one thing that will shake the earth and cause the stars to fall from the sky, metaphorically, if the public ever got the cognitive thought, keep in mind, like I said, a vacuum and a void was created in the entire population's comprehension to the basics. But if you look at government pension funds, which they've taken over the marketplace based on their collective ownership, I put one up at the top of my webpage, CalSTRS, which is for the California Teachers Retirement Fund, about $130 billion. And it's one of the best funds in the country, consistency, performance, and so forth. You can click on that link, and it'll show a pie chart where you can click on the different segments of the pie chart, and it'll show their holdings, both domestic and international. Real estate projects, domestic, international. Cash loaned out to other companies, domestic and international. When you get down to the list, you'll say, oh, my God, look, they own it all. Look how much they own. That's just one account.
And that's why it's New World Order.
Thousands of these different accounts, big and small.
Well, that's why it's New World Order, is it's the merger of the mega banks with all the governments of the world as one big monolithic corporate Borg that go, and so that's why in Texas they've now announced, this is a Houston Chronicle, $1,500-plus fines with license plate reading toll roads. They don't even tell you it's a toll road. And then there's no judge, no jury. And now they take your house for a $300 unpaid water bill. They take your house for a $1,000 unpaid. They're just coming. They're going to steal everything and turn everything into prisons, and they're not going to stop. I mean,
it's easy opportunity. And one question I've asked people, every person I talk to, I say, would you give your 14, 15-year-old son carte blanche to write his own allowance check? And everyone says, no way, I would never do that. I said, well, that's exactly what we've done with our government, local, city, county, state, school district. They've been laughing all the way down to the bank every single day, playing a shell game, entertaining the population with distraction and misdirection.
Lindsay Lohan.
And the public doesn't even ask the basic questions of, forget asking the basic questions. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or Annual Financial Report for Government, shows the collective totals over years, decades, and also shows the budget. So when you look at a budget report, you're just seeing the budget for the year, and a selectively created one at that. When you look at the annual financial report, you're seeing the decades of cumulative wealth, specialty investment funds, enterprise operations, the gross income. Now, I started a disclosure, a national disclosure, in June of 98. of the Comprehensive Annual Finance Report. And the GASB, initially the report was created by GOFA, government GASB.
Got a break again. Long segment coming up, Walter Berrien. Stay there. We're going to come back and cover this right now. And again, put it in layman's terms again. It's a giant, crooked, swindling operation designed as a financial black hole where you cannot ever pay it back. Things are going according to plan.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The preacher man says it's the end. Folks, it's economic conquest. It's world government by private international banks that have come in, taken over our governments. From researching this separately from Berrien, confirming what his research, the mafia over 80 years ago learned in Chicago how to get cities to invest with their mafia operations, and then basically they just keep the money. So they took the Chicago 1313 model that became mainstream in the 50s and went nationwide. They set up the National Security Dictatorship in 47. And now they own it all, and it's in, they are the imperial power. It's not free market. And now they're going to use the carbon tax to shut down any of their competition. I had a USA Today headline I've been meaning to cover the last 2 days. I'm going to dig through all my stacks and find it. But basically, they're celebrating that for the first time, record, payrolls drop to record lows. A worker pay shrinks while government jobs expand. And I'll find that headline. So they're dumbing everybody down. They're taking over. Now we see governments completely imploding. They're saying all the pension fund money's got to go to the bankers. So is this just the government, from your research, with the big corporations? They're just running a ruse?
You're saying, well, the corporations took over government. I say, no. Government had the massive flow of equity coming into government. They took 5%, you know, a year, 4%, 3%, 4%, 5%, and they would invest it with the banks, brokerage houses, corporations, equities, you know, domestic and worldwide. Well, you know, 5% this year, 5% the next year, there's only so many nickels in a dollar. They took it all over within 3 decades and owned the majority of, the value through their investments. And going back to 1946, GFOA, Government Financial Officers Association, was created and started promoting the annual financial reporting accounting structure for government to change it into a pay-as-you-go structure, into a corporate for-profit collection vehicle. And, they started promoting it in cities and counties and states started coming on. By 1970, it had become the standard. And the group that was assigned to oversee the accounting principle was called GASB, Government Accounting Standards Board, which now writes the policy through transmittal letters on the accounting principles within the CAFRs. And by the way, both of those organizations are 100% private associations. And the boys, when they first started off GFOA, which on that 1313 crowd was actually transitioned into Metro out of Chicago, which moved out, they bought 400 acres, an old horse farm outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and it's their new headquarters, starting about, 20 years ago. But the boys, you know, the international cartel of people, the wealthy families said, well, we'll create this structure and this way we'll have an unlimited cash flow for our investments. We want to build a project, start a new corporation. You know, here's this money we can have invested in us, guaranteeing our success. And that was the initial approach. But as the government grew and developed and brought in more money, was making more money on their investment return, they became so massive, so large, that they became the controllers of the world markets based on the equity they had under management. They can make and break any firm, any bank, any brokerage house by that money being applied. Now, as I mentioned on that $90 trillion in derivatives held by J.P. Morgan Chase, the primary clients were local and federal government accounts, which were they were acting as a clearing agent for those derivative positions. And the money just simply was sucked out of the world economy at the end of 2008. And you have to think of where was that equity transferred to. It was transferred to these specialty management accounts as a step in the takeover and consolidation of ownership. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase, all of the banks that were not trading the derivatives, they got burnt by no protection. J.P. Morgan Chase comes in and buys out at 10, you know, 20 cents on the dollar, you know, as an extra perk, you know, for their cooperation. And this structure, as I mentioned, it's very basic. It's a corporate for-profit structure. The annual financial report of government, or the they put one word at the front calling it a comprehensive annual financial report. You can go on Google and do a search. Say, for example, you wanted the city of Burbank. Put the city of Burbank in quotes and then CAFR, C-A-F-R, after it. Bang, pops right up for downloading. City of Los Angeles, County of Los Angeles, same thing. Now, you heard about Los Angeles out on the news. Oh, we're short on money and da-da-da-da. Well, I put out a post listing L.A. City's CAFR and L.A. County's CAFR. I'm going to ask you a question, Alex. What do you think the annual operating budget is for L.A. County?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
$4 billion.
$17.5 billion.
Okay.
With about $250 billion in investment funds. When I kind of brought that note out on a national post on my email list, all of a sudden L.A. disappeared from the news headlines. But here's the bottom line. This is very important, so important. This would cause the earth to shake and the stars to fall from the heavens, metaphorically speaking, if the public bought this cognitive thought. I spotlight one pension fund at the top of my webpage and on my articles page, which you can click and go to, you'll see the New York State Retirement Fund CAFR listing of investments. When you go down through listing of investments, either California or New York, you'll see the top profit makers in order are the banks and financial institutions, number one. Number two, the pharmaceutical companies in the healthcare industry, groups, number one. You now know why the healthcare bill passed as it passed, because it guarantees profits for the government on their ownership of the healthcare and pharmaceutical companies, and also their participation with the insurance companies, the number one profit makers from the healthcare bill, guaranteed them profits by funneling in trillions of dollars of taxpayer revenue to guarantee themselves their profits. Number two are the financial banks and brokerage industries. Number three are the oil companies. And number four are the war industry groups. And when you see this in every one of these large reports, I mentioned pension fund reports because they list the individual investments where a city or a county report, they list totals but not where the money is invested. So a good model to look at are the pension fund reports because you can be assured that the cities and counties that have specialty funds, self-insurance funds, advanced forward liability accounts, they're investing their money in approximately the same manner as the pension funds do. And when you start looking at one report after another report, you see how massive this is, how diversified world ownership, domestic ownership, real estate projects. In fact, all of the pension funds I noticed over the last two years, they started specialty real estate spec accounts to buy up commercial property, houses.
Because they knew they weren't about to depress it. Stay there. I found the article out of USA Today. Private pay shrinks to historic lows as government payouts rise. But separately, they're now getting, many counties are laying off half their police or more. They're not fixing the roads. They're cutting teacher pay. So why are they so greedy? I mean, if the big central banks with government, and I say corporate takeover because the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and others, the Goldman Sachs people, they're in there piloting government. So it's these top global corporations teamed up with the government. I understand your point is in dollars and cents, it's the government's taking over everything. But that's their force. They've also used the Chinese slave labor to destroy all their economic manufacturing competition. So this is a game of criminal scorched earth consolidation. My issue for you is, though, if they've already taken everything over, why are they wanting to make everybody poor, to control us? Why are they wanting to squeeze the teachers and the police? I guess because we're a bunch of dumb schmucks who put up with it. Why not? I mean, break down from your research. I remember you 12 years ago talking about derivatives and the derivatives bomb and how they were using derivatives to take over. I want Walter Burian to look into the crystal ball and tell me, where is this going? What is their master plan? What's going to happen if we don't cause an awakening to this fraud and somehow reverse it?
Well, they're creating one massive police state for the Bigfoot on top of the entire world population with a group at the top calling all the shots, controlling all situations, and reaping the whirlwind of reward from trillions funneling into their structure, which they have control over.
And using the carbon tax to destroy selectively any industry we try to start. I mean, this is total slavery.
Well, I go down to the point of look at those investments, where they're invested, as I give the examples on my webpage, and you'll see that every policy decision that's made from government is specifically, the underlying motive was to generate and create their own profits, guaranteeing their own profits.
And that's why they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. That's why they put poison in the water. That's why we have government documents about how they want to kill us by 60, because they're making their profits off the health care as they're killing us. They're making their profits off the wars as they kill us. They're making their profits off the banking as they steal people's pension funds. And I guess they think their police state is going to be able to enforce this, Walter.
Well, the key point here is they've done such an excellent, excellent job of taking over the entire investment arena. And I point to the government pension funds as one of the takeover vehicles. If you look at the return from those funds, which is massive, what I brought forward is you can create what I call a TRF fund, tax retirement fund, structure for any city, county, state, school district, where you create an exact same thing as a pension fund, but it's intentionally designed not to pay a salary and benefit of retirement, but to pay the ongoing budgetary obligations for that city, that county, that school district, so all taxation can be phased out incrementally all across the country.
Now listen, the globalists wrote 100 years ago that the problem of industrialization is it was going to make us all fabulously rich, so they financed Marx and Engels on record to come in with a new scam to con people back into slavery. And so basically what they've done is they've created, as Ron Paul and others have pointed out, a financial system through fractional reserve banking that is impossible to pay back. And so they've created a system which will enslave us again. No matter how hard we work and no matter what we do, they're going to raise taxes until everything goes to them, and then they're going to convert the economy to pure prisons, torture, war, and surveillance, which is then meant to carry out the mass extermination of us. So they're financing a giant panopticon extermination grid that funds itself in the financial consolidation of waging financial siege, shutting us off, then making us dependent on them, then they're government eugenics-run healthcare then carries out our soft kill.
Take definition of a takeover.
Yes.
And keep in mind, all the issues are very basic and fundamental regarding looking at the scope of the takeover, what's owned, what's bought, you know, who's doing what. Never mentioned, never word from syndicated media. I had thousands of people call me, Walter, how come our local newspaper or syndicated media doesn't report on this? Why don't they do their job? I say, they do an excellent job. They do exactly what they're paid to do, and that is not mentioned or a word. That is what they're paid to do.
Let me ask you a question. Why in the last 3 years, then, have I seen a shift? Whereas they would lie about the government shipping in heroin and cocaine and growing it, now they just admit it and say it's for your own good. Before they would say bin Laden tapes were real, now they admit they're fake and that they put them out. They would deny they were putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, now they say they're there, it's not a problem. They would deny they were chemtrailing, now the White House science czar comes out and says, we are spraying the skies, it's secret, it's for your own safety. This has become so mainstream. I'm suddenly getting on all these radio stations, most of them mom and pops, but some of them big ones. And the word I get is the globalists don't even care. That they think they're so powerful now, they don't even care.
To take over by government of the banks, brokers, houses, equity markets worldwide. They never mentioned, never word from the syndicated media. I mean, the silence is golden routine is still played out there, and it's the most important factor because everything stems from it. But on the remedy factor, it's very important to realize, as I mentioned, look at those return on those pension funds. You can administratively remodify any local government tomorrow and set it up on a structure where it pays all of its budgetary obligations based on the pension funds.
All right, let's put this in layman's terms. Let's put it in layman's terms. If we, the people, take over Travis County and take the billions of dollars that they put in investments that they never tell the public about, we could restructure that however we wanted to. That's the big secret. So you're saying we need counties and cities, as you said 12 years ago on my show, as you said 4 years ago, as you're saying today, this could be done anywhere. And the public has like some psychological brainwashing point where they just can't. I mean, has anyone tried to do what you're saying?
20,000 sound bites to keep them distracted off in la-la land as the boys continue business as usual. And this is so basic and fundamental, but when you never hear a peep, never mention their word, not a cognitive thought generated from the syndicated media control of education in both political parties, that void and vacuum maintains. Now, it's starting to break. I've worked over 10 years now. Did 550 radio programs, a lot of articles, and a lot of people are starting to comprehend. And there was an economist from California, a Harvard graduate, Carl Herman. 2 days ago, he put out two CAFR articles calling for a complete audit review for doing what I'm mentioning here, to phase out taxation in California. I made a few corrections on his articles, and he's now, doing another economist who was a lawyer did another large article. But the bottom line is people are starting to get a cognitive thought of the basics. And they're starting to look, they're starting to digest, and they're starting to see the simple reality of what I'm mentioning regarding structuring local governments to be self-sufficient.
Okay, but I like to do this. We're going to come back and talk about the solution, and I agree with you in the last 5 minutes. It's similar, but on a bigger level as to what, places like states like Alaska have done. But as we go to break here in the next 2 minutes, from your study of these people and their takeover, and I've read their seminal white papers on what they're planning, they don't even want us here. They say this global financial takeover is a means to an end, that they don't like us on the earth. They're all a bunch of really whacked out environmentalists. And Goldman Sachs top people give, massive money to, land grabs. They say they want an extermination program. And I don't care, listeners, if you're laughing at that. I've read the documents on air. I made the film Endgame. This is real. But from your own view financially, they want to bankrupt everything. They want to destroy the average person. A, why do they want that? And B, what will the world look like? And what's the time frame if we don't reverse this?
Picture this analogy, Alex. Say, for example, in your neighborhood, your block, okay, you connive to steal everyone's net worth and rob all their money and take ownership of their houses indirectly. No one knew it was you. Okay, once you've stolen what they had and you built up this massive empire, all neighbors become liabilities. You gotta either run them into the ground where they can't attack you or run because you've stolen everything that they have. And on the corporate one world order, they've managed to lock in ownership, you know, through this little bit by little bit each year. It's where they own it all now by investment. And the public, to a certain extent, is a liability. Now, someone who qualifies, you know, what they're doing is a very big liability. You know, so I kind of watch my, over my shoulder every once in a while. But it's not me saying it. I've never used the word conspiracy in my entire lifetime regarding this issue. Never. It is all black and white. They print their own reports, and you have to sit down and start doing a look in collective totals, and you see the takeover becomes evident very quickly.
We got to go to break. Come back and finish up on that, and then Solutions. We'll have you back very soon, especially when the new DVD comes out. We'll give folks your website. But that is the bottom line. They've stolen the world. They say, hey, we worked to steal this. You're a bunch of idiots. You don't even care. We're going to kill your butt because the future doesn't need us. Human life isn't just cheap. It's seen as a negative. It's like garbage, taking out the garbage. Well, listen, I'm not garbage. You're not going to kill me and my family. I know what you're doing. I'm going to fight you. Walter Burian, stay there. Infowars.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Thank you.
Hey, here's an article. They handed it to me, Fox News. 80-year-old Chicago man kills armed home invader. And I said, where does it say they may arrest him? Because you're not allowed to have guns in Chicago. It's mob run. And it said that they are having to look at charges because there's currently has a statute outlawing the possession of handguns. So, I mean, you know, they have to arrest him. You're not allowed to defend yourself. Going back to Walter Burian. Walter, fire out your website for folks that want to check it out.
It's CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com. Just do a search for government wealth on Google. You'll get about 50 million hits. My website's number one, and a documentary I did back in 2000 called The Biggest Game in Town is number one out of 58 million hits. But I mentioned an economist by the name of Carl Herman earlier out of California. He just, his most recent article, he put out noting that, you know, the University of California, citing budgetary shortfalls, laid off teachers, had the teachers take a 10-15% cut in salary, didn't allow 2,300 students in because of budget shortfalls. He noted that from one-fifth of 1% of the investment capital that he looked at from just three local California governments would have paid the entire shortfall. 1/5 of 1%. Yeah, so the cognitive thinking is starting to click in the minds of the people from around the country. And as I mentioned, the earth will shake and the stars will fall when the general population gets a clue of the comprehension that they can phase out all taxation in their city, their county, their state, their school district by implementing the same investment vehicle the government used to take it all over by investment.
And just like we exposed the Federal Reserve, we can expose this thanks to you and others' work. But from the math you've done, just to, you know, because I know it varies from county, city, state, federal, international with government. But statistically, what is it? 70% more money in investments that isn't on budget. And budgets are usually 30%. I mean, what's that ratio of money?
Well, when you look at an annual finance report, now a large entity breaks down to their number one part of the gross income is investment income. Number two is tax income. Number three is enterprise income. But when you look at a budget report, it looks like 100% tax income. You can go over with a fine-tooth comb and count for a nickel, dime, and penny. But it's like if you took most of the chapters out of the Bible and left the first 10 chapters in, told everyone to read it, and they said, oh, I've read the Bible. No, you've read the first 10 chapters. They took out the rest. The Comprehensive Annual Finance Report is the complete book. And I mentioned to people, always look at prior issues, because when I came out with National Disclosure, they're there, oops, we got a problem here. They started, GASB started kicking out transmittal letters, modifying the CAFR reporting from gross, shown in the collective columns to net shown in the collective columns. So it's a big difference between gross and net. So, you know, it's important to get older CAFRs, look at them, and then look at a newer one to see the difference.
And the government's greedy. They've got plenty of money, massive investments, but they're raising taxes everywhere or threatening to steal people's pension funds, holding them financially hostage.
That's true, okay? Say you're a cattle rancher, Alex. We're all, say everyone listening is a cattle rancher. We have a bunch of cattle out in our field. We take care of them. We protect them. We feed them. We give them hay. You know, every once in a while, we have a nice barbecue and feed all of our friends, for one. But the bottom line is, we're taking care of them because they're a wealth generation source for us. We sell our cattle to get butchered and turned into hamburgers. Okay, now if a lion came walking around, you know, our territory, we wouldn't mind, even though that lion may not even be attacking our cattle, we're going to shoot it because it may attack our cattle. Alex, you're a lion. They've been trying to kick you.
All right, we're out of time. That's the end of the show, Walter. Let me say bye to you here at the end. Retransmission starts now with Congressman Ron Paul right now. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.